across the room, down my drink while the rhythms boom. Take your hand and skip the names, no need here for the silly games. Make our way through the smoking crowd, the club is the sky and I'm on your cloud. Move in close as the lasers fly, our bodies touch and the angels cry. Leave this place, go back to yours, our lips first touch outside your doors. The whole night what we've got in store, whisper in my ear that you want some more and I jizz in my pants. This really never happens, you can take my word. I won't apologize, that's just absurd. Mainly your fault for the way that you dance and how I jizz in my pants. Don't tell your friends or I'll say you're a slut. Plus it's your fault you were rubbing my butt. I'm very sensitive, some would say that's a plus. Now I'll go home and change.
I need a few things from the grocery. Do things alone now, mostly. Left me heartbroken, not looking for love. Surprise in my eyes when I looked above the checkout counter and I saw her face. My heart stood still, so did time and space. Never felt that I could feel real again, but the look in her eyes said I need a friend. She turned to me, that's when she said it. Looked me dead in the face, asked cash or credit, and I
jizzed in my pants.
It's perfectly normal, nothing wrong with me, but we're going to need a clean up on aisle 3. And now I'm posed in an awkward stance because I
jizzed in my pants.
To be fair, you were flirting a lot. Plus the way you bag cans got me bothered and hot. Please stop acting like you're not impressed. One more thing, I'm gonna pay by check.
Last week, I saw a film. As I recall, it was a horror film. Walked outside into the rain, checked my phone and saw you rang, and I
jizzed in my pants.
Speeding down the street when the red lights flash. Need to get away, need to make a dash. A song comes on that reminds me of you, and I
jizz in my pants.
The next day, my alarm goes off and I
jizz in my pants.
Open my window and a breeze rolls in and I
jizz in my pants.
When Bruce Willis was dead at the end of Sixth Sense, I
jizzed in my pants.
I just ate a grape and I
jizzed in my pants.
I went
jizzed
okay.
In my pants.
Seriously, you guys, can we? Okay.
I jizz right in my pants every time you're next to me. And when we're holding hands, it's like having sex with me. You say I'm premature, I just go in ecstasy. I wear a rubber at all times, it's a necessity.
Cause I jizz in my pants.
I jizz in my pants, I jizz in my pants, I jizz in my pants, I jizz in my pants.
Yes, I jizz in my pants.
Systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is Friday, March 20th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Brayden.
And I'm Danny.
And thank you guys so much for checking out episode number 169. Makes me jizz in my pants. Oh my god, the Friday night show. Thank you everybody for listening. If you are listening live, jamhole.com/feedback. You can type shit, we'll read it on the show. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687, or Skype the Jam Hole. And if you notice the screen there, you can actually see it. It's like right there. Like, hey, what's the feedback address?
Oh,
thejamhole.com/feedback.
Hey, what's the phone number again?
Oh, hey, it's right there. Oh, live right. Call-in, 406-204-GOT-P, a.k.a. 4687. If you are new to the show, you might not want to listen to the live show right now. Maybe go check out thejamhole.com/brockives. B-R-A-R-C-H-I-V-E-S. I made that just for MDS.
Nice.
Also, thejamhole.com/livearchive is still up also. Yeah, fuck. Friday night show. How the fuck are you doing?
I'm pretty good now that I'm here. My knee hurts like a motherfucker.
Your high knee? What?
No, my
rough
knee
sex?
Cap.
Oh.
What'd you do to your knee?
It was from moving shit at work.
Oh, that's right.
Because
oh,
we're beginning the process of, you know, bringing
vacating,
the stores together.
Vacating the premises yeah. Over at the old Anna's, moving it up to the new Anna's. We are going to fuck that shit up.
God.
I can't wait. I'll get all pissed off at work all day tomorrow, and then I'm going to come over there and
I
just
got,
leave stress.
I get divs on the sledgehammer and the back wall where the dish tank is. That is
oh,
my
man.
Shit. I'm going to all oh, fuck.
I'm getting the counter.
That gas station is going to be gone.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Also, we are going to takes a little bit of spray paint and just fucking gem hole logos fucking everywhere, all up in that shit. And, yeah, we had a couple new listeners. If you guys are new, this is a live comedy audio video podcast. Comes out 3 days a week. The actual podcast version comes out the night of or that next morning, whenever. And if you're clever like 26, you will know that we usually upload the episode way before the show notes get done. So if you know how to fucking do it, you'll find it. 26, if you tell anybody how, I'll kill you. But yeah, if you're smart enough, figure it out, figure it out. I don't care. I just want you guys to be subscribed on iTunes or with your podcatchers, Google Reader, whatever the fuck. That way it registers the actual site in there. So yeah, how are you, Danny? You're still here.
Yeah, I'm still here.
That's a plus. I don't know what all this shit people are talking. They're like, you guys breaking up? What the fuck happened? You just got together. What happened? I'm like, whoa, wait, are we fucking breaking up? What happened?
I know.
I don't fucking know.
I don't
no
know
No one tells
about
me
it.
Nothing. It's, I'm the host, and no one tells me fucking shit.
It's
so
weird how all your friends and coworkers know about your relationship status before
yeah, I loved it today at work, where I'm getting direct messages from Twitter saying, don't leave Matt. Don't leave Matt.
I go into Anna's, and they're like, so, Danny, get all her shit packed? I'm like, what?
Dang. Pardon?
Yeah, no, so yeah, we had a little fracas, and I took the liberty of going on thejamhole.com/Twitter, and I was like, hey,
being a douchebag.
How about you guys direct message her and tell her why she should not actually leave me?
And tell her I'm actually not an asshole.
Right, so, yeah, because I can't seem to do that. Every time I try to, it makes shit worse. So I'm just going to shut the fuck up, and I'll let you guys fix it for me.
We got your six, bro.
Is it fixed? Are we cool?
Until you break it again.
Oh, right, I think we're cool, dude. Just next time you fucking do that shit again, I'm out.
Because, right, she's like,
I won't
hey,
even
bye.
Say shit to you. I'm just gone. You're going to get home and be like, what the fuck? I'll be out.
Yeah,
done.
I forgot. She's like, by the way, I don't want to talk about what happened. So that's all we're going to say. Everything's cool, though, so don't worry about it. If you do really want to know, the whole reason of it was what?
Sex.
Right, so my idea was that every couple ever, after they have an argument, they have makeup sex. So I'm like, how am I gonna get sex? How do I get sex? I'll have an argument, and then she'll have to have makeup sex. That totally did not work.
You were...
At
shut,
all.
You should shut your fucking mouth, because that is not what you were doing
right.
going into it.
Not at all.
No. You're just like, oh, I can totally use this to my
Yeah, it came
advantage.
Up. I'm
like,
came
man,
up and you
I have,
said something.
I'm like, I have nothing to talk about for the Friday show. Hey, Danny, you're a fucking cunt. There we go. And good.
And there's 2 hours right there.
Right. Done and done. No. So, real quick, before we get into some other shit, how was our drive up here?
Oh my God.
How was it?
It was amazing.
A lot better than the other guys.
It was a near-death experience.
For that kid. Okay, so check this shit out. We get the work truck, mind you, that has the fucking phone number of the place I work at that people are always like, oh, fuck that kid. Fucking dial up the number. You're driving. Driver just passed me doing fucking 95, and then the boss is like, did you do that? I'm like, yes, I did. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm
I
sorry,
do
Mr.
It again.
Mackey.
I'm
sorry, Cal.
So,
we just keep in mind, like, I just want to preface this little story by saying we're in the work truck. So, we go, me and her, we finish doing what we're doing. We put everything back together in our household. All the fucking broken dishes and glasses. It was like, have you ever seen the movie War of the Roses with Michael Douglas and that other bitch? Like, they're sitting there fucking, like, hucking things and, like, oh, it was kind of like that.
Awesome.
No, it wasn't like that. But
and
so,
did you have awesome makeup sex, like, in Mr. and Mrs. Smith afterwards?
I think it was more like, yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, where we're shooting each other and all that stuff, and then we end up fucking it.
Yeah,
all. That's pretty much
I forgot. Fuck! I forgot there's a delay on this fucking video.
Oh.
You cockbag.
I don't want you watching the video. Okay.
It's gonna be archived, you fucking moron.
Fuck me.
Fuck.
Just she, like
not
when
like
I'm,
she's gonna go look back.
I know. I need to learn that too. That like, oh yeah, hey, your girlfriend has a Twitter account, so I can't be like, hey guys, I'm going over to this slut I just met to go get some. Oh fuck.
Send no, cancel.
Right, you can't cancel twitter.com/thejamhole. Fuck. Like I've deleted my account like 3 times now just because I've been like, no shit. Control Z does not work on thejamhole.com.
Control delete, please.
Slash Twitter. Hey. Yeah. You gotta force close the fucking browser.
Anyway, fuck. Work truck.
Right, so, yeah, keep in mind, this whole thing, we're in the work truck. So, we go to fucking Anna's, and it's pouring fucking rain. Just like Florida rain, almost.
Yeah,
like,
it
almost.
Was coming down hard. It wasn't that light pussy-ass rain you get up here most of the time. It was fucking coming down.
It only lasted
hard.
Like 20 minutes,
right,
though.
And the drops weren't near as big as Florida rain, but it was fucking, for up here, like,
it was substantial rain.
We're in Montana, Kalispell, Montana, if you guys are new to the show, you can actually send a shit to the P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903. If you have, like, headphones that are not earbuds, because mine broke, listen to Monday's show and Friday's before that. But yeah, so anyway, we go fucking get Brayden, we go eat, and we're coming back down 5th. And there's, way back in the day, it used to be a four-way stop sign, but now they have stoplights. And they've had those stoplights there for, like, what, 4 or 5 years now?
Yeah,
maybe longer.
So it's nothing new at all.
No.
And it's blinky red because, you know, our little shithole fucking quiet mountain town closes down at about 10 o'clock.
About, yeah.
Oh, pretty much.
My face. So, we pull up to the blinky red light, and it's blinky on our way, back way, and then the other side. Like,
it's a four-way stop.
Four-way blinky reds. So, we stop, and I look, and I see a car, or I see this truck, and I start going, and this truck, like, blows right through the fucking red light. And I'm kind of in, like, not in the middle of the intersection, but I'm a good quarter of the way through.
Yeah, you were about to go.
I slammed on the brakes, and he just, like, went by. And so I'm sitting there just in the intersection, like, staring at this truck. Like, did that seriously just fucking happen? And keep in mind, like, I drive for a living. I deliver water. Again, if you guys are new to the show, you can listen and catch up on all that shit. So I see this happen all fucking day, and it's usually me by myself, so I get pissed in my head and in my mind, I chase him down, I get him out of the car, and I fucking kill him, and then I get back in my truck and I continue with my day. Now, in real life, we're just sitting there. I'm like, you know what? Fuck that shit. So instead of going straight, we fucking flip around and we haul ass to get behind this kid. And the kid sees us and he takes off and we're like, oh, we're gonna play.
He was hauling balls.
Yeah, like you can hear his truck like going and we're in, you know, the big Chevy HD2500.
Plus, we're on Idaho, which is 25 mile an hour speed limit.
Right.
He's just fucking
he's
flying
doing, like, 50.
Past people.
So I turn to Danny. I'm like, check this shit out. We're just gonna chase him a little bit and scare him so he speeds and gets pulled over and then we'll continue on our way. Well, that doesn't happen, so we end up fucking chasing this kid and we're doing like fucking 55 down 25 mile an hour roads, these little back roads in fucking the main part of town.
Yes, the main part of town are back roads,
right?
Yeah.
Are aka the back roads.
The and highway, it's two lanes.
He's like making all these turns and we used to chase people and do dumb shit like that, so I know how to like parallel cars and all that.
Yeah.
Shit. So we fucking end up right in back of him, no problem, and he sees us, and he freaks out and takes off again, ends up going towards Main Street, and I'm thinking, like, this kid must not be from around here, because if you're getting chased, you don't want to go towards Main Street.
And all the
Carolina.
While,
right, well, there's cops, and there's right. Probably going to be a bunch of traffic. You're going to stop, I'm going to get out, fucking stab you in the eye with my pen, and we're going to continue on.
Yeah, well, all the while, he's using his blinkers.
Yeah, I
like
that
really,
shit.
Dude?
Yeah. He knows he fucked up. He knows he almost just killed Brayden and Danny, because it was their side of the truck. And I'm fucking pissed, and we're gonna fucking kill him now. So
he runs into the Smith's parking lot.
Right.
He just sparks.
Smith's grocery store, right? Like, we're right in back of him on Main Street. Cuts down. We fucking keep following him. We end up in the Smith's grocery store parking lot, and he pulls in and turns his lights off. And we just fucking come rolling in all nice and slow, and we totally see him. And he can't, like, go straight because there's a car in front of him.
Well,
like,
no, there was no car in front of him.
Wasn't there a car in here and he pulled in? Because
he just gave up.
He had to back out to leave. He couldn't just go straight. Huh. I thought there was a
car
there.
We drove right in front of that parking spot, remember? We sat there
and
looked at
him. Oh, yeah, there was. Okay, my bad.
We were behind him, blocking him in.
Right, right. So we fucking pull up and, you know, we're in the work truck with the phone number. And we see he's got North Carolina plates. And it's just one kid all by himself. So we pull up and I roll down the window and he's got his window like down a little bit, but not enough to like get a fist through, you know?
Right.
And I'm like, hey, are you okay?
As some old people are walking
up. Hey, sir.
I'm
hey,
like,
sir.
Excuse me, sir. Are you cool? Is everything okay?
Is there something wrong?
Is something wrong? Because we noticed you just ran that red light and almost fucking hit us. Like,
and
are
then,
you okay?
And then did 50 in a 25.
Right. And then proceeded to flee the scene of the
crime.
He sat there.
And you could see, like, I don't know, he didn't have the dome light on.
He was shitting himself.
Just the lights from the parking lot. He was fucking scared.
He sees three of us in there.
Right, and he's just some young kid. Like, I'm sure he was texting or something, didn't see it. And if I wouldn't have been watching, like, that would have been an accident. Like, that would have been bad news bears.
Well, it
wouldn't
have been an accident because he ran a red light.
And me for my work truck, which would have been way bad news bears.
Considering it. I'm not even going to say it.
Yeah, let's just. It just would have been bad. So. We just fucking sit there for a couple minutes, just letting this soak into him that, like, there's three of us, one of you, you're about to get your fucking ass
just
beat.
Sitting
and,
there.
Right, North Carolina plates. So we're thinking he probably just came into town, blew through this light, and the first greeting he gets from Montana is, hey, are you cool? Because we're about to beat your fucking ass.
Because we just chased you all the way downtown.
So we talk to him a little bit, and he doesn't say anything. Like,
nothing.
He's just sitting there.
Stares blankly at nothing.
Head down, just scared look. Like, deer in the headlights. Like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Don't
oh,
hit
fuck.
Me. Don't
I
hit
wish
me.
I brought my gun. Oh, fuck. No knife. No brass knuckles. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Call 911, son, because there's about to be a 187, bitch. So we talk to him for a little bit. He doesn't say nothing. And I'm like, all right, have a nice fucking day. And
you idle out of the parking lot.
Slowly just creep off, right? And I go to pull out, and I'm like, you want to see something really creepy? Watch this. And we pull down the street into an alley, into this other parking lot that's across the street. So we can still see him, and I know he still sees us. And we turn the truck off, and we just sit there. And we wait to see, were you really going to Smith's, or were you just scared and you didn't know where the fuck you were going, and now you're stuck, and see you.
He just went there just to be in a public place with
people
around.
That's exactly what he did.
Because he knew.
Cool. I just wanted to scare a little fucking sense into him. Like, don't come to my town and start running fucking red lights, dude. Like, I don't know. I don't want to sound like a fucking traffic cop and shit, but we almost seriously got fucking hit. And I see this shit all fucking day. And if I avoid it all day. Like, if I would have been texting, that would have been it, dude.
And you work text truck. A little bit.
I know. I fucking knew. But everyone I would have been texting was with me, so we were cool. I was like, hey, Josh from Big Mouse Podcast, live show. And
no more live show.
Fuck. There goes the phone.
Now it'll be the Matt Solo show yet again.
I know. I would have brought a couple laptops to the hospital.
Okay, cool.
And as long as you guys shared your drugs, it would have been cool. Right.
They wouldn't let us do that, though, in the hospital. Bastards.
Well, I would have. We would have done. So we're sitting there, right? And he finally backs up and goes to leave. I fucking start the truck, turn the headlights on, and we start following him again. And he's like,
he doesn't see us following him yet, though.
Right, because he got a little ways ahead of us, but I was watching where he was going, and we came out on this side street right in back of him, and he was going straight. He sees us, flips his blinker on, and goes this way instead of going straight.
And
I turn my blinker on
ass.
And pretend to go that way, but then we just go straight because I'm like, fuck, we got to get home and start this fucking show. Right.
I really wish we could have chased him for like the rest of the night.
I would have chased him until tomorrow morning.
Yeah, like, where are you going to go? Your home's in North Carolina.
I know. I got a gas card, bitch. Where are you going? I know this town. You're lost. You in the wrong part of town.
He runs
boy.
Out of gas. You run out of gas. You both pull up in the same gas station.
So
you just stare at him while you're pumping gas, waiting for him to go.
What do we do now?
Yeah, what you brings fuck? You to our neck of
all
the woods?
Because he just ran a red light. But we fucked his whole night up. I guarantee wherever he was going, he got there. And he was like, "Oh my shit, guys! Oh my shit! I almost just got beat up and this and that." And his friends are probably sitting there going, "Shut up, dude! We're just about to listen to the Jam Hole podcast." And then they hear this shit, and it's like, "Oh my god, dude! That was weird."
What was that?
So I just a little quick story about our fucking drive home. I thought that was pretty fun, but yeah, dude, he was fucking pooping his Pampers, like, for serious. I should have. Now that I think about it, like, hindsight's a fucking bitch. I wish I would have got out and took a picture of him or something.
Yeah. Just walk up. Can you roll your window down? Yeah, thanks. Click. Done.
Or just went up there and been like, "License and registration, meow." Or just right, yeah.
Anything.
We just, like, kind of gave him, like, the whole Mysterion creepy kind of thing, you know? So it was big fucking fun, though.
That was good.
I was like, "Here, hold my soda."
That'd be
and she's
great.
Like, "Oh, shit."
Oh,
dude,
shit.
We just fucking go,
I need
dude.
My other hand for
I
this.
I know. I was, yeah, usually I drive like this. I'm just chilling. I'm like, "Hold this. It's fucking go time."
Oh, my God.
Just, oh, it was great.
It'd be great if you got out and you were like, "License and registration, meow," and Braden pops up. "Hey, license and registration,
meow."
So, speaking of fucking stupid, retarded drivers, I'm fucking doing my Friday route today. And I'm driving down by the college, and this was the greatest fucking thing. What I'm about to describe to you is the perfect essence of why handicapped people and elderly people should not drive. So I'm coming down by the college, and there's that stoplight, and then you get to the college, and there's that other stoplight.
Mm-hmm.
At the first stoplight, like, I'm going, and I see this fucking SUV with handicap plates pull out, and it was a red light, but you can turn on red. But they didn't see the car, like, right fucking next to me almost. So they pull right in front of him, and I look, and I'm like, "Handicap plates." Oh, fucking course.
Of course.
And
just like you're driving.
All of a sudden, I hear this fucking horn, like, car horn, but it's not like, it's like, beep, 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 and I fucking slow down, and there's another car with handicapped license plates, and these two old people, like an old guy and his wife, and the old guy driver, he's got these big old glasses, and he's just old as fuck, and he's honking the horn. But not only is he just honking the horn, for like 2 minutes this is going on, he's following the guy now, like,
what?
What we did.
Yeah,
but every time he honks the horn, he's going like this. Like, he's so pissed. He's like, at this fucking SUV that by this time is like way the fuck ahead of him because he's handicapped and fucking retarded.
Right,
so
he knows
he fucked up, and he's like, "I'm getting out of here." It was so fucking funny because I look over and this old guy is just fucking like,
yes.
All right, you guys can't see this on the podcast version, but if you're watching the live video,
you better just watch it live.
He's like headbanging as he's honking the horn. He's that mad. It is so fucking funny, dude. Just like that kind of shit happens all the fucking time. And if you guys listen to Big Mouth's podcast, you'll know Josh does delivery driver too. And I'm sure up in Alaska, he sees a lot of this kind of shit as well. And it's more annoying than anything. Just like, if you weren't aware, like I am when I drive, like, you would be in so many fucking accidents because these people just, like, lane change without thinking, like, oh, maybe there's a car right there. I mean, there's another lane there, but that's for me, not for anybody else. Why would anyone else be there? It's mine. You
right.
know? And then
it's just me.
They fucking get there, and the other person's there fucking brushing their teeth and shit.
Talking on the phone.
I saw that the other day, last week. I didn't, you know, write it down because it was just so quick and stupid, but there's this black dude in a fucking SUV rolling down the road, like, brushing his teeth in his fucking rear view.
Yes.
And I'm like, did I just see
really?
A black guy in Montana? Was he brushing his teeth? What the fuck? Like, what's going
the fuck
on?
Is that?
I don't fucking understand. Okay, so I guess while we're speaking of the routes, and then we'll get into the dream sequences, the nightmares and dreamscapes, I like to call it, that she has been dying to hear, because I won't let her read my notes or anything, and she's like, well, just tell me. I'm like, no, I'm not going to tell you. I'll ruin the show. This is first fucking reaction. You don't get to know what I'm about to talk about. It's freestyle, bitch. So, Thursday, you know, is my, every other Thursday I deliver also in town. Thursday and Fridays are my in-town routes, and Thursday, every other Thursday is my retard crazy lady route. At first stops in the morning, there's a chick up on Foy's Lake that's been on collections for God knows how long. Just, she's a lady I talked about a long time ago, that their house is all methy smelling, and there's like three kids running around in dirty ass diapers and dirty ass old ramen, just
sitting there.
Disgusting house. Every time I grab their empty jugs, they're always all greasy feeling. Ugh. Just from sitting in the house.
Just from the air, just
like,
touching
it. I walk in and I'm like, God, is that meth? That's meth.
Ooh, meth.
I'm like, damn, dude.
It's like, fuck, I'm high
but
just walking in.
Contrary
here.
To popular belief, she actually does not have the cleanest house on the block. I love that song.
That is.
You guys have to listen to the meth song. You'll know what I'm talking about. But yeah, so I go to the fucking crazy lady house, and usually she's always like, oh, Jesus saves and God bless. But usually something happens to get her into talking about that. Like,
what, about religion?
I've learned my lesson not to be like, hi, how are you? Because she'll be like, not too good, but I know things will get better because I know Jesus, and then it gets into that. So I just quit asking how you're doing. I'm like, hi, do you need any water today? And she's like, yeah, two jugs. And I'm like, fuck,
yeah,
because
Jesus turned all my water into wine last night.
Oh my god. Oh my fucking god, that's awesome, dude. And so I'm like, god damn, because I just hate going into her house, because I know 9 times out of 10 she's gonna be like, how are you? And then I'm gonna be like, good.
It's like, I'm pretty good, other than that fucking priest that raped me last night. Fuck.
I'm like, good, fuck me, I know I have to now ask you how you're doing, right? Because that's proper person-to-person interaction protocol, as per the instructions in your human interactions manual. You all should be
page
on
page 25.
169. What page are you on? You're behind.
I am way behind.
We're on page 169, actually.
Shit, I'll get there.
Right, okay.
Could you please turn your pages to
so
169,
I fucking,
please?
Yeah, could you
please
follow along,
could you
please
do
please?
That?
Follow along.
Co-host.
Paragraph 2.
Right.
Right.
Thanks.
We're actually reading from
okay, I'm on page 25, paragraph 2.
No, we're actually in the book of Matthew, verse 20, line 169. I don't know.
Oh,
F-169, that's what it says. Okay, so...
Oh, you sunk my battleship.
I don't say anything to her. I'm like, how many jugs? She's like, two. I go in, and I drop them off, and I grab the empties, and as I'm walking out, she looks at me, and I'm like, don't make eye contact. Oh, fuck, here it comes. She's like, you know, Jesus really is the healing light. And I'm like, of course he is, and that's why you're totally fucking sane, right?
And your house is awesome.
Yeah, because he healed you, right? And that's why you're not crazy at all.
I don't have to claim a house, because Jesus does.
And I'm like,
but he hasn't been here in
like,
a while.
No, this is the crazy lady. Like, her house is fine. We're not talking about the meth lady.
We're just talking about
this
crazy.
This is the crazy lady after the retard people that have a child that's smarter than they are put together. Right. So
that's sad.
Wait, how old is the child?
Like 3.
Wow.
Sorry. It's so sad because the kid, I feel bad. Like, you learn a lot from your parents.
Right, and when you're already smarter than them at 3, you're pretty much doomed.
Well, I'm just saying that, or if your parents are retards, like, there's not much to learn, right?
No, yeah.
So, healing light, and I'm like, of course he is. So I have to say something to this. I'm like, he sure is. And she's like, boy, I remember back when I was working with these foster kids. And it goes into this whole thing. And I'm standing there. And, like, every time she, like, looks down, I kind of inch closer to the door. And she's just going on about how these kids have nothing, so I go there and tell them about Jesus and his healing light, and it gives them a ray of hope that, hey, someone does love you, even though your mom and dad didn't, and they probably should have had an abortion. Like, Jesus loves you, and that's why you live in a shitty fucking foster home.
But at least
they send retards to talk to you.
Okay, guys, that was your one time. What did you say?
I said, but at least Jesus loves you.
Right, what did you say?
Because you send retards to talk to us.
Right, okay. Okay. I'm going to give you a ding and you a half a ding, Brayden.
Cool.
For that one.
Don't look at me like that.
I love you guys. That's one thing you can count on here at thejamhole.com. At least one time
per two-hour show,
per Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, these two will try and...
run over each other.
Me.
It's hard not to.
I understand. I understand.
We sound good together,
though.
It's okay.
Sometimes I want to run over her, too, dude.
Right.
I understand. Hey, he works a mysterious.
He does.
I wanted to say that so bad when she's like, all these poor kids in foster homes. I'm like, well, he sure does work in mysterious ways. I'm sure they're going to have a fantastic life. And they're not going to grow up all fucking whacked out like you fucking are. Because you're the only human. What?
I was just thinking, God works in mysterious ways, but these days lately I've been noticing, doesn't seem like he has been working, so I just think maybe he got laid off.
God may have gotten laid off, actually. Because or fired.
I don't know if we can use he works in mysterious ways, because he hasn't done shit in the last fucking, I don't know how many years.
Ever?
Yeah, ever.
Oh, fuck. So, yeah, I just, and it's so hard, because if you don't take the initiative to be the one that starts to leave, these people will talk to you all fucking day, all fucking night about God and all this brainwashed, crazy, fucking made-up bullshit. And I have to, like, I feel bad because she's a customer and I can't be that rude to her because she'll call in and, of course, be like, your water guy is a fucking rude piece of shit. He tried to leave while I was trying to push my belief system on him, even though I didn't ask him what his belief system was first before I started pushing my belief system up his asshole, and now I'm gonna fucking get rid of our water service. Oh, so, which would be fine. Yeah. I would just pay her $5 a month to not have to deliver. Like, here, go get Culligan water.
Here you go.
You know? Like, call the Culligan man, because I'm done with you, bitch. Like, it sucks. So, I have to just, like, she'll just be in the middle of something. I'll be like, yep, God bless. Well, I gotta get going. Speaking of God, I got to go now. And then I fucking leave.
Did you seriously say that?
No, I should have.
That'd be great.
I just thought of that. Wow. See, that's how this show works.
Right.
I'll say that next time.
You can do that.
Be like, wow, crazy bitch, speaking of God.
Speaking of God, I gotta go.
That's so awesome.
Oh my God.
Okay, well, I will stop fucking delaying this for you. Are you ready for these dreams?
Shit.
So usually I don't ever write down dreams I have. And honestly, because generally I smoke weed, salvia, whatever the fuck
just
you want to call it.
So whatever.
Me, you can't read my notes.
We call it as it is.
Right, so usually I smoke weed every night. And when I smoke weed before I go to bed, I don't have dreams at all.
Yeah, that's weird.
Which was cool, because back when my dad died, like, a lot of the nights after that I wasn't smoking weed, I was having these fucked up dreams where he was, like, trying to tell me shit. Mm-hmm. And, like, right when he would get to the point of what the fuck he's saying, I would wake up and I'm like, this is fucking with me. Yeah. I was, you know, like 20 or 19 when that happened, so it was kind of fucking with me and shit. So, and then I started to notice that every night I would smoke weed right before I went to bed, I would not dream. Or if I did, I wouldn't remember it, and I wouldn't wake up and shit. So, you all know we're going to New York April 13th through the 20th for the Keith and the Girl stand-up party. We're going to go see Richard Cheese play live.
By the way, tickets are like $35.
For Richard Cheese?
Yeah.
Good, we're there. He'll be playing on Saturday after we're there. I don't know what date that is. The 18th, I think.
18th.
So, right, we're trying to save up as much money as possible for this trip, which so far isn't looking good. So, thejamhole.com/donate, if you guys want to support our trip to New York and not see us fucking live on the streets there, that would be nice.
Because we have plane tickets, so whether or not we have a place to stay, we have to go.
Right, we're there. Yeah. Like, so, anything else, or if you just bring us food, like offerings, it'll bless something. You, whatever you guys want. Well, our father will be there, who are in that seat over there, sorry, if you guys have any confessions or anything like that. So, yeah, so I haven't, the point is, I haven't been, you cool?
I just think it's funny how you're just all.
Right, that's like right in front of me. Because
it's totally blocking.
Sorry.
It's like if I did this, you know. Just, like, check that, do you, like, really, that guy right there.
But the whole show.
Get out of here. Okay, so the point is, I haven't been smoking weed at night, right?
Right.
So, Thursday night, I had this fucked up dream, and I woke up fucking scared shitless and, like, hurting, kind of, because it was I felt pain in this dream.
I've had dreams like that.
And I was trying to wake up, and I couldn't wake up, and I finally fucking woke up, and I was just like, whoa, and she's sleeping, and I'm like, I gotta write that down. I was so fucked up. So this is one of the worst dreams I've ever had.
And it's about me.
Whoa. Me and you. Me and Danny are wrestling around on the bed, and we're both naked and shit. And we both fall off the bed. And this is, like, what I remember.
This sounds fine so far.
I woke up and I wrote it down. Feel free to drop your drawers and start jerking it now. So we're messing around on the floor. And
oh,
next...
is that... Can I not do that?
No, you feel free. I was talking to you.
He's all good.
Fuck it, eh?
Dude, my belt was already undone.
If you can come by the time I'm done with this story, I will give you a gold.
Dude, I've already jacked it, like, twice since I've been here.
And that's the Friday Night Show thing. Right, so we end up on the ground and we're wrestling around. We're totally naked and we're just messing around. And the next thing I know, she has both of my balls in one of her hand and she's squeezing them. And I literally feel this in the dream and I'm like, I don't know it's a dream. And I'm like, ow, ow. And she's like, does that hurt? And then she'll stop a little bit. And then she starts. And, like, I'm just sitting there on the ground naked like this. And she has my balls in her hand. And she's just, like, squeezing them to where it fucking hurts. And then letting go. And this goes on for, like, I don't know, it felt like a half hour. Like, I'm just sitting there, just laying there. And she's there, like, totally fucking with me. And finally, like, I she squeezed him so hard and I just screamed out, and that's when I woke up.
Wow.
And
what,
I looked down and I see her, like, lay back down. And she's totally sleeping. And I'm like,
you check your pants.
That was fucked up because I could feel it.
Like your balls still hurt?
I don't know if while I was sleeping she was really fucked up.
Or you were?
Or I woke up and my hand was around my fucking nut.
And you're like, whoa, dude.
I don't fucking know, but it freaked me the fuck out, dude. So, and I don't know, like, what that means. I don't know. I was more...
It means she's got the bull by the fucking brajones. That's what it means.
Mess with the bull. Get the horn.
Unless you have that bull's brajones in your hand, then you
can... The brajones.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's subconsciously, you know, I got you. I got you good.
So
that's
was,
a very short leash.
Please shut the fuck up. I was just, I really wanted to talk about this because I was curious if that is, like, something meaningful, if anyone else has had these kinds of dreams, and, like, if anything happened in that point in their life that, you know, you notice, like, this happened to me, and then the next night I had that dream.
I had,
like,
this dream, my girlfriend squeezed my
balls.
Right,
because, like, nothing really has been happening here. Like, everything's been cool. Like, I had that dream before we started this argument and everything, so I don't know, like, what the fuck happened. And then I was kind of curious, like, I was half asleep, mind you. This is, like, 4 in the morning, Thursday morning, and I have to go to work, and so I went back to sleep, but I just wrote down, like, is there really a female equivalent of that? Like, the female side of it, if you were having a dream and your boyfriend was, like, fucking with you, would it be your tits or would it be, like, what would that be?
To hurt a female like
yeah,
that?
Just yeah, just so I know for my own curiosity.
Right, like, if
case...
that dream was switched around, what would he be
right,
squeezing?
Like, in case right, you really did have my balls and I had to punch something on you to make you let them go, like, what would that be? Just hypothetically.
Wait.
She's not going to tell you
now. The only thing that I can compare, like, you know how your balls are, like, the most sensitive part of your body, whatever?
Yes, okay. Actually.
Yes,
I
yes,
do.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. The only equivalency I can find on a female to that is, I don't want to really get into it that big, but if you take, like, a Q-tip and stick it in the tip,
Just the tip.
I'm going to play a game.
Just the tip.
I'm going to play a game. Just the tip. Just see how it feels. But,
No, honey, I promise. I won't. Not all. I just want to see how it feels. Just
anyway, Q-tip inside the chick's cervix.
Cervix. Like full.
If
service?
She hasn't had a kid, and you stick something inside her cervix,
like
it's gonna
penis?
Make you feel. It's gonna make her feel like her balls if she had any air in her throat.
Wait, isn't that where we fuck you guys? Like the vagina hole.
Well, there's the vagina hole. And
is that
cervix.
You? No wonder she's pissed, dude. You've been doing it wrong.
No, that's fine. That's actually the technical term for it.
The vagina. The vay hole.
It's called the V hole. God damn it. Anyways, vajayjay.
Okay, so it would be. I was thinking maybe like in the pee hole or something. But then
well, that would hurt
like
well, fuck too.
That hurt like if you stuck that in my pee hole. So
oh, I totally
work,
got my finger
but,
in my dick
like,
hole.
No, if you haven't had a kid, I'm assuming or whatever. But I had what, to go
was,
in for an exam, and they stuck something in my cervix and I screamed like a fucking twat, like get that out of there.
So was the difference if you've had a kid or not?
Like, because your cervix hasn't been completely ripped apart yet?
Okay, this has never happened before. I don't know. Usually I say that was your last time, and then that doesn't happen again. You guys actually just did it again.
So now we can't do it next show.
Are we fired?
Whoa. So email info@thejamhole.com. We are looking for new co-hosts and a girlfriend. You have to put out. So...
I'm
what
glad
does that
I'm
matter?
Not both.
Like, it's dilated?
Yeah.
Pupils?
If you've had a kid, then the cervix has been stretched out to however big the fucking kid was, and it's never been.
Doesn't it go back after the kid?
Dude, no vagina's the same after you have a fucking kid.
Yeah, that's true. Hallelujah. Okay,
that does some damage.
So I thought that was weird. And, like, usually in dreams, I don't know, that I've had, I've never felt pain before. Like, I've been shot, I've been stabbed, I've been pushed off buildings before. Mm-hmm. I've died many times in my dreams. I'm like Viggo the fucking Carpathian from Ghostbusters.
Yes! Yeah.
Poison shot, stab, like, all that shit.
Everything.
Never feel any kind of fucking pain. This, I don't know, if, like you said, maybe subconsciously I was really grabbing my own balls.
Yeah, that's what
like,
I was thinking.
I'm totally fucking myself over here. Or, I don't know, but I felt it in my dream. Like, it fucking hurt to the point where I finally just screamed and woke myself up.
Well,
and
I know.
Did you hear me really scream?
No, I heard you wake
out.
Up. I got a question, though. Have you ever had a reoccurring dream?
Yeah.
Like, I have, also.
Yeah, because I've had one that, like, I've had since the time I was, like, six.
It's usually a flying thing, and I'm being chased, and I run, and I, like,
but is
just
it the exact
jump?
Same?
Usually.
Like, down to fucking detail.
Well, I don't fucking remember, but...
Well, no, like, I would wake up, and I would write this down, and I had this little logbook or whatever back in high school. It was actually my sketchbook.
I'll tell
whatever.
You what, though. If I wake up, if you wake up with a black eye, you'll know I had the ball-squeezing dream again. Totally kidding.
Don't fucking hit me. Anyway, but, yeah, like, I've had the same dream since I was a little kid or whatever, and I always wrote it down.
Sorry.
Where is it going?
Continue.
Fuck that.
Don't eat her ass.
I know,
Jesus.
Right?
Don't squeeze my balls when I'm dreaming.
Well, leave my brown eye alone and I'll think about not squeezing your balls.
Okay. So what were you saying?
I forgot.
Okay.
You had a logbook about this reoccurring dream you kept having. That's where you were at. And you were writing
okay,
it down.
Okay, so then Friday night, I had another dream. But it wasn't that one. But it was still fucking weird.
Was it as bad as that one?
Yeah, it was. And I felt, like, the feeling of it again. But it was a totally different sensation. Like, it wasn't my balls or anything.
Was it
but
pain?
It was pain, and it woke me up again. Oh. And I, like, ah! And I went out, and I fucking wrote it down again.
Wait, how was that?
Ah! And I wrote it down again so I could talk about it on the show because I knew once I went to bed I would wake up again and totally not remember.
Always,
it.
Yeah.
So I went right there because I smoked a cigarette after the first one because I was like freaked out, dude. Yeah. I'm like, my balls still kind of hurt. Like, I don't know if it was in my head, but it was fucked
up. Well, I'm pretty sure it's in your. I know feeling pain in dreams is. I don't think I ever have felt it, but I know it's normal.
Okay, so the second dream, this was this morning. Well, Friday morning, at like 3 or 4, and it was about the same time. I go over to Sykes and I bought used milk, which is weird, and this is a detail. I remember they had a bunch of things in this cooler of milk, and they were all like, some were half empty, some were a quarter empty, and they all had different dates on them, and they were priced accordingly, which I don't even know why I fucking remember this, but I remember I bought one that was half full, and I'm like, oh, this is used milk, and there was a sign, it was like, used milk, so I don't know what the fuck that means, but...
That's weird.
So I remember I buy this fucking, this used milk, and I walked around a bit, and then all of a sudden, like, I found myself on top of this power line thing, but it was a weird, like, cagey, and all these wires and shit. And so I'm walking around, and all I remember is that I had to get to the other side of it to get wherever the fuck I was going.
Uh-huh.
So I tossed my fucking jug of used milk over to the other side.
Right, can't lose your milk.
And now I'm fucking trying to get under and crawl under all these wires, and I start getting stuck. And all I remember thinking is, holy shit, you're gonna die up here from electrocution on this fucking power thing. And all of a sudden, I felt the wire starting to, like, like a current was starting to go through it, and I felt this like electric fucking shock feeling, and I'm like, fucking, I started freaking out, trying to just get through it and shit, and all of a sudden, like, it just, like, someone just turned on the power full blast, and it shocked the shit out of me, and I woke up. But I felt it, like tingling, and, like, my muscles were seizing up, and it was harder for me to crawl through it, and it kept getting just tighter and tighter, like, I couldn't fucking move anymore, and pretty soon, like, I could only just move a tiny bit, and then it was, like, full blast fucking shock, and then I fucking woke up.
Crazy.
So, I don't know, dude. I don't know
what that one means.
If there's something fucking wrong with me or what the fuck ever, I don't fucking know, but I just...
You need to drink some more milk.
I need to start smoking more weed before I go to bed so I don't have dreams anymore. And I honestly, I think this is why I started smoking weed before bed, like right before it, because usually it's like, well, that's kind of a waste. You're just going to go to bed and waste the high. But I'm like, no, this is for a reason, so I don't... remember this kind of shit. So, yeah, I don't fucking know. I'm messed up.
That's pretty crazy,
but
though.
Just the thing that really freaks me out about it is that I really felt like her squeezing my balls and this electric shock thing. And that's what really
freaks
me out.
Is that a first for you?
Yeah, like usually, like I said, I've been fucking all this shit's happened. I've never felt anything in it. So I don't know if like... my brain is not fully disconnecting from, like, all of my feelings and shit.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that's what it's... something like that.
Like, I've had dreams where it's going along with whatever's happening to me, you know, while I'm asleep. Like, I'll be asleep, and my friends will come over, and they'll fuck with me, and I'll in my dream, I'm like, someone's touching me in the face or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, fuck off. And I talk in my sleep, so I say that. And, you know, I've had stuff like that before, but not, like... you know, it didn't actually happen to me. While they're fucking with me in my dream, they're fucking with me.
I have, so, like, in the same way that they're fucking with you in real life, they're fucking with you in your dream?
Yeah, well, it doesn't necessarily have to be them or whatever. Like, someone could be poking me in the face, and in my dream,
someone could just be like, hey.
No, in my dream, it could be, like, a giant, like, 8-foot-tall dude with a 4-foot schlong, you know, poking me in the head. And it feels like that, so... either way, I mean, it's still the same fucking feeling or whatever. And
I wake up and
I'm like, dude, get your dick. Oh, was that your finger? I'm sorry.
26 says, one time I plugged in a plug that led to just wires and the wires were touching my hand. My body became connected to the wall current. The most intense current came over me, getting stronger and stronger till I let go. It sucked. And that's totally what it felt like. Like, it was... first, like, I touched him at first to test it before I even started crawling through it. I remember that. And then, like, there was nothing there. So I'm like, okay, maybe I have to be grounded. I don't even know. I was not thinking, I guess. And, like, the further I went in, the tighter the weave of wires and these thing I was crawling through became. And then I started feeling that tingling. And that's when I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to die up here. And as soon as I said that, like, I just couldn't move all of a sudden. And that's when it just got, it was the most scariest thing because it's so realistic.
Yeah, and you're feeling it.
Right.
Yeah. And it's not like you're, like, not feeling it. That's totally different.
That and the fact that, like, I go to Sykes every day. And it wasn't just like, oh, I'm in a random store that sells used milk.
Yeah.
Which, that was weird.
That's weird.
But I didn't think, like... at the time, it did not at all seem out of place. I'm like, cool, they have used milk here. I need some of that. And then, like...
it's totally not weird and then, that, like, you're drinking milk and that it's used.
Right, and there is all these power lines around there. So it just, like, it seemed reality to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, my brain made it real, which might be part of why I actually felt it. Like, because it was so real to me. Like, her being in the ball-squeezing dream that, like... this is actual real things from my reality into my dream world, and that's making it more real to my brain. So it's like, well, if you really want to feel this, okay, fucking kick to the nuts. You know?
I watched a movie just last night about dreaming. Like, the whole movie.
What's it called?
Waking Life. Have you seen that?
Say, yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, that movie's pretty cool.
That's like one of the first movies they actually animated like that.
Right,
and
a Scanner
then they
Darkly.
Made, Scanner Darkly.
Right, I like that.
I like the dreams where you finally realize that you're dreaming. And you can turn around
right.
and do whatever
you'll
the fuck you
lucid,
want.
Lucid
but then about 2 seconds after you realize it's a dream and you start beating on this dude you want to kill for like the last month or whatever, you wake up 2 seconds later and it really pisses me off.
She jumps every time I do that.
No, I just stopped because I didn't want to fucking go over the damn noise.
Okay, and then, yeah, the last thing, there was just that other thing I wanted to mention, and then we'll get into the rest of the day.
I like how you're so OCD, but you throw the fucking Rockstar cans when we're on the show.
Right, but that's for the show. Like, you notice as soon as the show's over, I'm like up over the couch, fucking I pick them up and I throw them out. I just like the way it sounds on the recording.
Yeah, that's why I threw mine.
Yeah, okay, the cat's chasing it.
Okay, so I'm pulling out of this bank area, and I'm next to this fucking truck, but I'm a little bit behind it so I can see the back of the truck, but I can still see who's in it. Dogs in the topper part, right? Of course.
Of course.
So everybody has fucking dogs here, I hate. And on the back, there's all these bumper stickers, and I'd never seen these kinds of bumper stickers before. One of them said, dogs don't pray before they eat. Kind of being like, hey, if you're a heathen and you don't pray before you eat, you're no better than a dog.
But you'd like dogs because you have like 20 of them.
I know! This coming from the person that, like, cool! Yeah. Dude, you fucking retard.
Well, there's an example right there in disguise of how big a hypocrite's.
But
religious people can be.
Then again, if you tell that to them, they're like, actually, we teach our dogs to pray.
Yeah.
So fuck you. But it's like, so, okay, if I don't pray, I might as well just go get walked and crap all over the fucking place.
You might as well just go down to hell right now.
Right. I can't. And that's when, if you guys were following thejamhole.com/Twitter, I messaged because it got me thinking. I'm like, you know what? These people are so far brainwashed and so far gone into their beliefs, the only real way to prove to them beyond a shadow of a doubt that God does not exist, that this shit's all just made up, is to fucking kill them and let them see for themselves.
Problem solved.
Problem solved.
Let's do it.
Done and done. After the show.
Oh, okay.
Right. And then, so he had that bumper sticker. It was on the left, and then there was one in the middle and one on the right. And the one in the middle kind of pissed me off. And what it said was, the terrorism team, in big letters, right?
Okay.
Terrorism team. You guys want to take any guesses? What? There's three things. What might the terrorism team be? Any guesses?
Know. That's
Going after terrorists?
Anti-terrorist of some kind?
Actually, if you didn't know, terrorism team consists of Muslims.
Okay.
The new media.
Okay.
And public schools.
Excuse me?
Public
schools. That last one?
Public schools.
Again?
Muslims.
Right.
Anyone Muslim.
Check.
The new media, like podcasts.
Right.
Maybe MSNBC, Fox News.
Well, they've been around forever.
Right.
Everyone loves Fox News.
What is the new media?
I don't know.
Anything not fucking 1940s radio.
Yeah, I'm guessing new.
Disgusting.
Well, is it the new media that they've been putting out or new media?
Wait, are you talking about the New World Order?
What?
Whoa.
That's, yeah, maybe.
And public schools? Like, because not everybody can afford all this money to give to some bullshit church so they can throw in one class in the morning called religion class and one class at the end called memory class, which is actually Bible verse memorization aka brainwashing class. Like, hey, I want you to memorize a Bible verse every Friday. I had to fucking do that, and I can't get it out of my fucking head, dude.
Maybe there's talking about how shitty the public schools are these days.
Well, granted,
or all the school shootings that happen all the time.
That's true, but if you take all the fuck, I don't know, there's no real way to fix it. It's because no one gives a shit. Like we've been saying, nobody cares anymore. Shit is just getting worse and worse. So, of course, we pay our teachers shit, but we pay our fucking athletes and our football players, our baseball players, we pay them millions and millions of dollars to fucking do what? Hit a fucking ball with a bat and distract us from what's
real
happening?
Life?
Like, okay, let's go watch the World Series and then all this other shit happens, but we're focused on this. So they pay them a bunch of money. How about we take what we pay all the athletes and actually pay our public school teachers that, so maybe they give a fuck about what they're teaching your retarded fucking kids. Does that make any sense?
How about we just not have any football games for like the next 10 years?
I thought you were going to say kids.
Oh, well, that also.
That also, but teach the ones we have.
Right. So we don't pay any of our football. They can play football. I don't give a fuck if they play football. But they don't get paid to play it or baseball or what. Well, can't do baseball because that's an American sport. So we have to keep baseball. So we get rid of football. And, I mean, how much does one football player make a year? Like,
so much.
$500,000 or something?
One person's... No, like millions,
millions?
Dude.
Is it
Look
really?
At their fucking contracts. They're
True.
So ridiculous. And it just seems so backwards that we're paying these people that are playing sports, which really, if you like sports, you should play it because you love it. Granted, we all have to make a living, but fucking, like, $25 million over 3 years? Like,
yeah,
really?
That's a lot.
And then the teachers in the school systems are getting paid, like, barely above minimum wage, and you wonder why they give two fucks about trying to educate your half-fucking autistic retard fucking kid. And that's what should be important. Like, if you paid them more money, they'd care more about what they're teaching your kids, and then you'd be like, well, you wouldn't wonder why your fucking kid comes out with a fucking, you know, B's and C's on his report card, but he still doesn't know shit.
I don't know if you noticed or not, but
no one cares.
The United States doesn't have, you know, the best priority system set up for where they're putting their money that they don't have.
Right. Because there is no money. It's
not
all
really.
Just imaginary numbers
right.
at
it's
this
just,
point. Like, here, we'll give you $5 billion, and we'll give you $3 billion. Like, it doesn't matter. It's all numbers in a bank system on some computer database. Like,
right.
there is no
And it's
real
all
money.
Just being loaned out. Like,
because it's a fake. It's
I know.
Invisible shit, dude.
Hence
I can
why
hear.
We're so far in debt and we're not paying it back. What are we gonna? Why are we gonna pay them back for this fake money they gave us? I don't. What are you doing?
He's gonna make you fake money.
Is he
I
gonna,
believe.
This is.
I think so.
That will probably be worth as much as real money is. Because it is
a really wow.
Is it? It's gonna be the worst.
It looks like a penis.
It looks like it's a penis dollar.
It looks like a funky looking penis
okay.
with only one ball.
That, you guys see that?
That's a penis dollar.
Nah,
and that how much is that there? 10 million? Is that 10 million penis dollars?
10 million penis dollars, Brayden. Now I want you to go ahead and deposit this.
I'll deposit that in the
In the first bank. Bank of my ball sack.
Right. Where dick money is good.
That's your bailout. Now I want you
right.
to
This
don't
is my bail?
Hey, don't spend that all in one place.
Well, you kind of shorten me on my bailout money. You better write me a couple more of those fuckers.
Like, that's what... That is a metaphor for what the fuck they're doing. And then they wonder when all of a sudden these banks are like, oh, we have no money. It's like, you didn't have money in the first place. And all the people that put in their real dollars that are just paper that isn't backed by fuck all, like, you wonder why they're fucking all going under and shit. Like, there's nothing there.
Right.
You open up the vault. It's fucking like cobwebs and moths, bro. There's nothing in there. And you go and put your fucking money in there. That is, it's paper. It's not even worth the paper it's printed on.
I hate money.
And it's gonna keep getting worse. And it's, I don't know. Whatever.
I don't even enjoy,
I don't
like,
even care anymore.
I
honestly.
Remember when there was a time where money actually meant something to me and I actually thought it had value, but now it's just something I have to survive.
Well,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
As soon as you know, grow up, supposedly, and get out of fucking your mom's house, you're like, I have to pay rent. That costs money. And it's all just numbers, literally. Like, I get my paycheck every fucking 2 weeks, and there's a number on this piece of paper, and I take it to my bank, and they give me a piece of paper with 425 on it, and that goes into the box down there for the fucking landlord, and then whatever number is left on the fucking slip is what I get to go disperse between my phone and all these things that I have that I use on a day-to-day basis. You know, internet, phone, insurance, car, gas, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all computerized. There's rarely, you could totally survive without any paper dollar bills, you
yeah.
know? Unless you're a stripper, of course.
Right.
Right. So, it's fucked. Whatever.
So, I get it.
What?
Josh from Big Mouth Podcast, he said he was gonna go lay some pipe with his old lady or whatever. He's like, I'll be back in 5 minutes. He's not back yet.
Hey, Josh, did she finally come home? Remember that?
Yeah,
he's like,
that was
she's
hilarious.
Out with some dude, but I think he's gay, so it's cool.
It was funny, though, is while you were talking and he was about ready to leave, I signed to him, I love you, or whatever, and he got it, and he signed back to me, and I sat there and watched him, and it was fucking hilarious. And we nice. Sat here and signed while you were fucking talking. And it was amazing. So
yeah, because you don't
Thank
have
you,
a
Josh,
show to
Thank you, Josh, for knowing
do or
sign
anything.
Language.
That's awesome.
It was great. It was amazing. But yeah, he's probably still banging his old lady.
Nice. Hey, banger. I hope he has this feed on right now while we're talking
about
it.
He's
like fucking her. She's like, you told. Oh, fuck. Thanks, Matt.
No, he'd be back already.
Yeah, I know, right?
Do you think he calls her Francine in Roger's voice from American Dad while he's banging her?
I think he hates it when we call him Roger.
He does
it. I think so, too.
He does it so fucking well, though.
Why do you keep calling me Roger?
I know, right? It's so fucking good, though. He does it so perfect.
So, 26 says, check the feedback. I read that, like, fucking 20 minutes ago, dude, about the AC power cord thing. Yeah, I fucking read that.
Got it.
Okay, thank you.
Maybe he sent you something else.
No, he didn't, because I just checked it, and there's nothing there. So, did I tell you what else happened today?
No, you didn't.
I want to know.
Today,
and my boyfriend.
I hate when they start out like
that.
Can
you do it in a girl voice, and a total, like... Oh my god, like today?
Oh my god, like me and my boyfriend are all like totally.
Can you please do that?
It's funny when a girl does the girl voice because she already has one.
Today, my older brother and some of his cute friends. Hang on, I can't see.
Do it.
Come on.
Some of his cute friends came over, and when we got inside, my mom yells to me, I got you some bigger tampons because you leaked all over your new underwear. They all laughed at me. It was really gay. Fuck my life.
Well, she
thanks,
should,
Mom. I almost think that.
She should read the fuck my life now.
But that's awesome that, like, your mom saw.
Got me lightheaded.
Your mom did your laundry and noticed that there was blood all over your panties. And she didn't think, like, oh, maybe she got raped or something. She's like, look, honey, I got you the Magnum tampons.
I know, right?
And she's actually, Mom, I was just raped last night.
I know. While all of your friends are there, like, doing the rape huddle, like, trying to dissipate the bad energy. And your
she's
mom's
all
like,
crying.
I got you something bigger to shove up that fucking
No, it's like, Mom, you know what? Actually, that was a miscarriage. There you go.
You didn't see the dead fetus in the washer.
Yeah, I
either?
Saved it for you. It's over here.
Hey,
right.
You know what my mom uses to get the dirty miscarriage out of my laundry? Tied with bleach. Today, as I was getting my mail, my fee mail, if you will, I received a free coupon from a baby supply store saying, congratulations on your expectancy. Thinking it was a mistake, I showed my girlfriend, who I am living with. All she had to say was,
surprise!
Fuck my life. And then you know what I did? I punched her in the stomach and went, surprise! Actually, I've been feeding her just... You know, I found a teaspoon of bleach in her sparks, like, every other night.
Works. Keeps it
keeps clean. The doctor away.
Yeah.
Let's just leave it at that.
Teaspoon of bleach a day keeps the doctor away.
Today,
I'm sick.
Yeah, no wonder her intestines are all
fucked
up.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Oh, that's my bad, right?
Jesus. You want to get those medical bills?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Today, I decided I would tell my mom I'm not going to marry my fiancé. You know why?
Why?
Because it just didn't feel right.
Because then game's over.
Only to walk into my own surprise engagement party. Fuck my life.
That
like,
sucks.
Hey, Mom, come here for a sec. I don't like that guy. Surprise!
Ooh.
Oh.
Mom, well, let's not waste the booze.
I caught him cheating on me. Yeah. Definitely not. Today, my boss came back from a two-week vacation. I was the only one covering for him, and I did an excellent job. It was my chance to get a promotion. I actually improved his sales while he was gone. But the only thing he noticed was that I killed his plant. Fuck my life. Is this like, what kind of job is
really?
This? Like weed sales? You're like, oh man, my sales are up, but I killed the plants.
It's like an office space type of job. Yeah.
I noticed. It was his boss?
You killed my plant.
Right.
Well, his boss doesn't care. He did his job better than him because it's his job.
Right, because I'm your boss. Like, you should do a good job.
Well, I just...
He's like, what do you want? What do you want? Do you want my job? It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's like...
But you killed my fucking plant.
He probably thinks he's going to get a promotion. He's actually losing
pay
now.
You're lucky I don't fire ass, but that was my favorite plant.
It's like, oh, you did better than me? Really? You want my job? Oh, you killed my plant? Now you don't have a job. Goodbye.
Hey, boss, bonsai have strong root. But not this one.
Not this.
Today, my dad told me he has been dating my boyfriend's mom while I was away at college. awkward. They have gotten pretty serious and are thinking about getting married. I might be dating my stepbrother. Fuck my life.
You
Thanks,
can't,
Dad.
That's the most fucked up thing
I know, it's
do.
Like, hey, find your own slut.
Seriously.
Like, what do you do? Do you leave him or do you, what the fuck?
Well, it's not, there's no blood relationship. Right.
Yeah, but
it's
still weird. Hey, this is my boyfriend / stepbrother.
Well, you don't mention
would
that.
You exactly.
I would that part.
I would. Be funny.
I wouldn't, I'd just leave out the step part. This is my stepbrother. You know? Like,
and start making out.
You could just call him your step-boyfriend.
We're twins.
This is my step-boyfriend here.
My sto-bro, as I like to call him. Today I found a bell that had been tied into the tassel of my ski hat by my twin sister as part of a long-standing prank war between us. I'm deaf and have apparently been jingling like an elf for over a week. Fuck my life.
That's
and
great.
Fuck my blind sister.
Oh, I thought was just a slut bell.
I know.
The 16-year-old Bill.
Like, no wonder guys haven't been coming up to me anymore. That's weird.
They know I'm underage.
Today, my parents won't stop bragging about how my sister is. I hate when they all start out with, like, the same, like, five words, like, today my parents or today my dad. Because I'm like, I already read that.
Like,
no,
where am I
no,
at? Oh, shit. You
no,
lose
I didn't.
Yourself.
Fuck me. Today my parents won't stop bragging about how my sister is dating the captain of her high school football team. I just got accepted to law school. Fuck my life. That's cool, though, because, like, I'll be fucking lawyering up some shit, maybe even a judge one day, and she'll be fucking knocked up, two kids, fucking black eyes to match.
Single, probably now, because he left her ass.
He'll be working at the fucking 7-Eleven up the street, because, you know, are you really going to play football the rest of your life?
Are you really going to get that scholarship? No, you're not.
She'll be coming in to fight over back child support, and she's going to be like, no, remember when you were a bitch to me? Done.
That's right.
Get out.
Today, I got to my underground parking garage at work and saw my boss pulling into a spot, if you know what I mean, fucking in the rear.
The G-spot.
That's right, his secretary's G-spot. I thought I would show him my reverse parking skills and decided to park beside
Back that
him.
Shit up. Oh.
This is not actually like a glove.
I already predicted what happened.
Right. You want to call it? What do you think?
I think he ran
Accident?
Into his boss's vehicle.
Well, let's find out. As I was pulling in, he opened his door to get out and I smashed right into it, nearly running him over. Fuck my life.
Yes.
Yes.
I bet the door completely fucking just came off. Or bent the opposite way all the way.
Like in Tommy Boy when he's like backing up the car.
Yeah.
The
door all the way forward.
Oh, cool. He tries to put it back on. He's like, oh my God, what'd you do to the door?
That's the second Tommy Boy reference tonight. The first one we're out there. We're like, Richard.
Richard. That was in a little.
Yes, that was pre-show shenanigans.
Right.
Oh, a few more here. Today, my wife of over 20 years told
Fuck my life.
Fuck. Thank you. She told me she wants a divorce. Oh, scratch that. Right, fuck.
Yes!
Woo! Come on!
Hallelujah.
But the prenup was in her favor. Fuck my life.
Oh my God.
Yes. She wants a divorce because she wants, quote, a change in life. AKA a change in the dick going in and out of her twat called life.
It's nice to know that guys aren't the only ones that get sick of the same fast food place.
Hey, that's cool, though, because you know what? She's had the same mullet haircut since 1984. Fuck my life and
Why would you even have a fucking mullet haircut, especially if you're a woman to begin with?
Because,
you look like a trucker dyke.
She's a lesbian.
Business in the front, body in the back.
That's why she wants the divorce. She's a trucker fucking dyke.
Trucker dyke.
Trucker dyke.
Calling it.
Burp. It's not actually a mullet, dude. It's called the rat tail.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That is the biggest rat tail ever.
Yes. Goes good with the downstairs rat nest, if you will.
Gross.
Today I was walking my husky when she saw a cat and bolted toward it.
Oh, I thought she was talking about her husband.
My husky husband. I thought he was talking about his wife. Oh, she. Right. Got it. Yeah, she. My husky. She saw a cat. You're my husky.
Choke on a dick.
Sorry, I just saw it on your pants once. I thought...
Oh. Oh,
I'm kidding. I'm allowed to make jokes about you on the show, just not in real life. Right?
Because this isn't real life.
You get away from it. It depends on how mean they are.
Oh, that's funny. Because I used to be husky. No, I'm not.
Fat fuck. Anyway, go ahead.
Right, Kat, you know what husky is, though, right? Like, big wolf-looking dog?
Right, the dog, yeah.
I couldn't let
go. Dies in Florida.
Right.
Florida husky. My friend had a husky and it did die husky. From the heat.
Got it. I couldn't let go of the leash because my hand was actually tangled up in it. Forced to run along, I ran into a parked van at full sprint, lost my dog, broke two ribs, and now have to pay for the dent in the van. Fuck my life.
That sucks.
I that dog's ass.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And you know what? He didn't even catch the cat. Which is kind of a metaphor for our lives. We're all dogs just trying to chase that kitty.
I don't know, but I've been chasing the dragon, not the kitty.
Oh my god.
You were getting a little fucking... Have you learned nothing from doing this show with me for fucking 169 episodes now?
Fuck.
You don't chase the dragon, my friend. The dragon chases you.
That's true.
I mean, at first it's cool. It's like, riding a dragon. But then, you know what? The dragon gets hungry. You know what the dragon eats? Meat.
Yep.
You know what's made of meat?
People.
You and me.
Right. You and me.
Does not actually end well.
No, it doesn't.
Unless you're Rush Limbaugh. Today,
yeah, I don't know how he pulls it off.
Right. Well, he's famous.
Oh,
and
right.
When you're famous, you can just be like, hey, I'm Rush Limbaugh. Relax, guy. Fucking snorting oxys. Like, that's fuck, true. I was snorting oxys. I never got in trouble.
Can't wait till we get famous.
I know, just... right? It's like, man, I quit doing drugs just so when I actually get famous and I start doing them again, my tolerance will be low
right.
enough to where I'll actually be able to get high again.
That'll be nice.
I'm really looking forward to it.
I bet.
So if you guys could all do us a favor and tell all your friends that, like, this is really funny and, hey, it'll kill a couple hours real quick. Got 2 hours to kill? Fuck.
I'm sure you do.
Not anymore. Today I had my girlfriend over, and we were hugging. When she put her feet on my feet, her feet on my feet, right. We started walking around like that. No.
Twist your ass bullshit.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Done.
She was standing on the tops of his feet, and he was walking.
Okay, got
right.
it. Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so we started walking around like that, and I said, honey, this is hard to maintain. She replied with, so's your erection. Fuck my life.
Oh.
My girl's a bitch. Like, you know, I'd maintain it if you didn't look like a fucking hobbit.
I thought he was going to say relationship.
Well, what?
Well, erection, relationship.
Right, that's true.
I like same this thing. Last one. Sorry, I kind of read it while you were talking to Braden. Or not the last one, second to last one.
That was the one we just read.
I'm sorry, it went up again. But yeah, whoa. The last one. The last one.
Hey, I think you need another one of those sparks.
Fucking crack it open. Oh, I'm done with my rock star if I can have one of those.
Yeah,
now, I'm
absolutely.
Try
but you gotta do this last one in the girl voice because right. It's really cute.
And go for it. Cute. If I do any more girl voice tonight, my voice will be gone and I got fucking news to deuce.
What, you can't do it in a girl voice?
Today I got an email from a guy I'd had a one-night stand with.
You suck.
He wanted to get together to talk about it. I can't do it. My voice, I can't hit that high note anymore because my throat is so fucking done.
We're already an hour into this.
That's
beast.
Why. It was the yelling before this about the religion.
Right.
Right. Go ahead, though.
Today I got an email from a guy.
Hold on. Stop right there.
What?
You're a girl. You know yeah. that. Okay, yeah. You don't actually have to fake a girl's
voice. Dude, have you heard my voice?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Yeah.
It's cool, dude.
Every night. No, anyway. Yeah, come on.
You're going for a girly girl voice, not like my, like, Hemsworth
yeah,
voice.
Yeah, she's trying to be preppy.
Way girly. Anyway. Hey.
What? Relax.
Okay, can I do this now?
Yeah.
Okay. So today, I got an email from a guy. That's it. I'm done.
That was pretty funny. Right there.
Okay.
Killing time.
So today, I got an email out from a guy I had a one-night stand with. He wanted to get together and talk about it. Turns out he's in rehab, and he wanted an address. He wanted to address the biggest mistakes he'd ever made in his life. I'm on and. A drug addict's list of regrets. Fuck my life.
You totally butchered that, but
yes,
still very funny.
That is nice.
Well, I am a on a fucking. She oh can't wow. Fucking
okay,
write.
That actually was not Danny's fault. It's that, actually typed out.
She tried to read it the right way when it was not like, typed that way.
I forgot to tell you that, like on the fly, you got it. Okay.
I always just that read it how it's written.
Like, could that? How bad?
A
do
drug
you
addict.
Trust
drug regret
that,
regret.
Yeah. A drug addict is actually like, hey, I'm on step 10, and that's I need to. Talk, yeah, like
I need to talk about all my regrets.
Well,
oh, that's you.
And I'm the one that you and you regret that, but not doing the like. Really?
No, the drugs were fucking fun and awesome.
Actually,
you were just a bitch
I was
all the time.
I was fucked up while I was doing that. Like that's the only reason. I just wanted to like make amends.
Well, yeah,
right. What's the time? Do I really want to do like all of these news stories?
We're an hour and 14 minutes.
Hour 14?
And I have three awesome stories.
All right, well, we'll do a little lightning round confession real quick, okay? I'm going to just blow through these. If you have a comment on any of them, raise your hand and I will call on you. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned very quickly.
How many days has it been since your last confession?
Two. And... go.
Go.
Dad! I know you're gay, and I love you regardless. Father, if you didn't pretend to be straight, I wouldn't be here. I'm sorry you're so unhappy. My dad pretended to be straight.
Right.
Got a chick knocked up, and here I am. Ta-da!
But he's gay.
Right. In real life, he's
right.
gay.
He's just but, in the closet.
Right. Next one. I'm 33, happily married, a mother, and I still blank myself.
Finger? Oh,
cut.
I thought
absolutely. Still cut myself.
Fuck.
When you're... Do you cut yourself after the age of, like, 25? Like, that seems like a kid
I thought
thing
to that do. Was something you stopped at, like, the age of 15?
Right.
It's the latest?
As soon as you stop listening to emo music.
Right. Maybe she really? Still wants attention, obviously.
Well, obviously, because she's a female. But, I mean, well, yeah. you have... You're a mom, so you have kids. Like, when do you find the time to cut yourself? Fuck.
It's not like she raises her kids.
Hey, get a part-time job.
Why don't you just knock two birds out with one stone, give them a bath, hold their head under the water, and they scratch your arm.
Wow, this
while
eases the pain. Right,
yeah,
or just tape, like, little claws on them, like the coon.
Like the coon,
yeah.
The coon.
Did you ever find out who the coon was?
No.
Huh.
Yeah, me. I was wondering about that.
I had an idea. Can I?
Yeah, go for it.
I thought it was Obama.
He did.
Well, yeah, because at the beginning, like, there was pictures of Obama's posters.
Right.
That's what I thought, but I don't know.
Like, he's a little too fat to be Obama.
The coon?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, did you
see
this?
You're oh, fuck my life.
What the hell are you talking about?
And did you see who Mysterion was at the end?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you had to if they showed his face.
I know they showed him, but I don't remember it saying
who
it was.
Because all their faces look the same.
Right.
Fucking retard.
Looks like
come on.
Stan and Kyle and Craig.
It was so amazing.
Right.
I loved it.
If you missed the newest South Park episode, it came out this past Wednesday. ILoveTorrents.com.
Hey, we didn't talk about that one.
Right. Well, can I get through this?
I guess.
We'll
I
do
didn't
news.
Know. Right.
I got a question here that I heard on Sick and Wrong, but I think I would like to discuss it with our fans
right,
also.
Right, we can steal it.
And then we'll talk a little South Park, and then we'll get the fuck out. Because there's no voicemails to play. I mean, there's a bunch.
Right,
but... I listened to them, and for the first episode, they're not that great.
Really?
Yeah.
This is the first time?
I know. Usually, they're amazing.
Yeah.
So many
that's
of them. I honestly deleted them all, because they were just... I was like, really, guys? That's
Do you know who are they from or anyone?
Matt.
No.
Anyone we know?
Yes.
I just watched you hawk a loogie.
I'm drooling. Sorry.
Like, in his pocket?
It's the sparks, man. I'm just so eager to get all up in it. Okay.
Yeah, pounding.
Right, lightning round confessions. Next one. I snuck into the office after hours with my boyfriend and had sex on the boardroom table. I now crack up during meetings here.
Just like your sparks.
That's right. Next one, I don't give a damn, Father. Frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn about my health. My only motive for losing weight is that there's $200 on the line. I work at the same water store Matt does from the jam hole. What?
Whoa,
that's weird.
Should we start taking bets on who it is that posted that?
No. I mentioned that to Jesse the other day, though. Remember how we were talking about it? And somebody, maybe it was you or me, but we were like, it's not going to be a contest of who lost the most weight, but who gained
the least
amount.
Right.
Yeah. And I said that to Jesse while the other girls were in the office. And Jesse looked at me and was like, whoa, dude. Filter much?
keep your voice down.
So awesome. You guys are fat. I have a dimple in my chin. My chinny chin chin. Right next
That's
to the hair.
That's called an ass chin.
Yeah.
Whoa, you didn't finish the other one.
What? Oh, right. My health. My only motive for losing weight is to have sex with better looking women. Yes, I'm that shallow. You should watch Shallow Hal. I think we can all learn a lesson from Mr. Shallow Hal.
I hate that movie. I'm sorry.
I know.
Terrible.
I don't care for Jack Black.
Did you see the chick, like, you know, not when she's in Shallow Hal? Yeah. Wow.
So, I have a dimple in my chin next to the hair that's
on my chinny chin chin.
Right.
Chin,
thank you.
Chin, got it?
Got it.
That was
neither of my parents did. It's a dominant trait. Who is my father? Father?
Possibly.
Father! That's why my throat is shot. Cheers.
Cheers, fuckface.
And that's going to do wonders for it.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, a few more here. I thought I was pregnant. Now that I know I'm not.
If you are, I swear to God.
I thought, guys, me. I'm sorry. Now that I know I'm not, I'm kind of sad. I was going to lie about who the father was.
What?
Why would you even be happy about that?
I love dumb bitches. That's
you had sex with a dude that's got some banky bank bang.
And you're going to say it's his.
Right, and be like, I want some meth.
Give me
or
some
at least
that.
Be like, pay for the abortion. That's going to be about $3,000.
That or child support.
About 4.2 mil.
Or like, that'll be about, what? You know, 10 grand a month.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm getting the abortion that you have to actually have it every month.
I have a payment plan set up.
Right, well, otherwise the baby will come back.
Well, yeah.
It's like AIDS. God. You have to treat the symptom. You can't actually cure it.
Yeah, you just got to keep it. It's, or cancer would be a better one.
Are you dumb?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
To make that check payable to Matt, care of the Jam Hole, P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 5903.
Matt Jensen?
You can Matt Jensen. Matt Jensen. No, don't do that, because I can't cash it. Yeah.
Because your parents don't actually own
you
Jensen.
You all know my last name. I just don't feel comfortable saying it.
Okay. No, we actually said, there's one episode where both of our last names were said.
Or on the Facebook, or...
Well, that's it.
Okay.
It's my brother's middle name.
Right. Anyway, right. My doctor thinks I have pancreatic cancer.
Cool.
I'm only 51, and my daughter will be going to college this fall.
51's old enough.
She still needs me! Exclamation point.
Aww, to pay for her college.
Should have thought about that before you had a kid. Huh? Should have thought about your pancreas.
Well, that makes me think about my dad. What if my dad went in and, like, found out he had some weird cancer and shit? It's like, oh,
yeah, what
dude,
if our dads went in and...
Yeah, I'm like,
oh,
yeah,
right, they're dead! Hey! Boy! Wait, what were you saying about your dad?
I don't know, but
we
was...
don't know what that's like.
Sorry, so y'all are dead. Okay, mine is still here.
Hey, his hung himself.
That's fine.
And
I
his,
don't
like,
care.
OD'd or something.
That's cool.
She doesn't care.
Mine's here.
Well, she did answer, I don't give a fuck on the poll.
That's right. Bitch. So, seriously. Well, you guys did too. So
you know, it'd be easier to maintain. It'd be easier to maintain an erection if it wasn't ice fucking cold in there.
Well, hey, I'm not dogging on you guys. Your guys' dads, okay? I'm just saying I don't care that
virtual
pound
it.
Virtual pound it.
Yeah.
Dude, our poll says 22 votes that don't give a fuck. 3 that say no and 9 that say yes.
Well, good. I'm glad people have been paying attention for the most part. Because when asked, Braden.
What?
Do you?
No. You? Oh, you don't give a fuck.
No. I don't give a fuck.
No, but if my dad went in and found out he had cancer. Shut up.
It's a good thing his daughter's not going to college.
Good thing.
That's a joke.
She's taking that.
Okay, come on, we gotta get through this. What? Go.
If I found out my dad had cancer or whatever, that would really suck because that misses out on a lot of things that we want to do together. Like, I'm a total, like, your mama's boy. No, say you're not. I'm a total daddy's girl. So
it's only because he has no choice.
Right, because my dad.
I hate the lag.
Just rub it in some more.
I know, Jesus. Tear. That's for you.
No, you should have wiped that on her crotch.
It's okay. So, where was I? Oh, right. I cry about how lonely I am when I drive home from work and think about how I don't have a father. Wow, that's weird.
Damn.
Is that why you've been crying? Is that what that text message was about?
I held his middle hand, and then he put his left hand on ASDF, and I put my right hand on JKL:, and we typed it together.
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 Wow.
Wow.
That is brutal. Oh my fucking god.
I'm tearing up now.
That was awesome, dude.
Seriously?
We need to get through this.
Right. I cry about how lonely I am when I drive home from work, freshen up in the car, so my son won't see me cry. Because I'm a prostitute.
I'm crying because I had you.
A couple more. His wife asked for a divorce. I'm both sad and happy because, you know, now we can be together 10 years after the first time we tried, of course.
Of course.
I'm a slut. And last one for tonight, episode 169er. I'm 21. And I still play Step on a Line, Break Your Spine in my head when I'm walking down the street on a sidewalk. I'm like, fuck you, Mom, break her back.
I can honestly say I've done that when I'm pissed at her. Hey, whoa,
that would have been a first.
Almost spilling shit.
That would have wrecked that fucking
and
laptop.
And been alcohol poisoning. You owe me a couple bucks.
So what did you say?
Is that three?
Well, that was my bad, because I almost spilled shit, and he was like, whoa, dude.
Well, he said it's going to ruin all your computer shit, and I'm like, dude, don't spill that. I bought that. I'd rather drink it than have you spill it.
Okay. Well, you ready to do some news?
I'm fucking
do
ready.
Do we spend all our quarters on laundry? Because our fucking laundry machine doesn't work here still.
Wait, we don't know that yet.
We're sans one dryer in there now.
Really?
Yeah, there's one missing. Catch. Okay, Ray? No, I have
one. Oh, you have one?
You want me to flip
two? Well, here's another one.
Can I do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait.
Why don't you wear your hat anymore?
All right.
Call it in the air.
Heads on the left, tails on the right.
What the
fuck? Me, that's hard to do.
Here. I'll flip one, you flip one.
Call it in the air.
Heads.
Wait.
It is heads.
Whoa, dude. Aw.
Heads?
Heads. Cool. I was going to flip one and you flip one. That would be at the same time. Be all cool. All
right. What do you got for us? Episode 169er here.
This one is called The Real Teletubbies. You catch The Real Teletubbies.
The Real
Teletubbies. How does that Sparks taste?
Awful.
Oh, it's way better than regular beer and you fucking know it.
Oh, it's
your mouth.
Yeah, beer tastes like piss.
It's actually a malt
beverage. So that doesn't taste like piss, does it?
No.
It doesn't taste as bad as a shot, does it?
I'd rather take a shot because it's done and I'm buzzing. This is, like, still not buzzing, but I'm not much into
this
it.
This is still a big can.
It's just gross. Yeah, well, just I don't like it.
A lot of people say it tastes like cough syrup. Does it taste like cough syrup?
No.
It tastes much better than cough syrup.
A lot of people say it. My brother.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go. Story. News. 169.
This one is called The Real Teletubbies.
Right.
Okay, so they have a combined weight of 83 stone. And I don't know what that means because I am not British. And
it's weight.
Right. I know it's weight. I just don't know how much that is in, you know, real numbers.
you read all you can convert it.
Okay.
Google will know.
So a weight of 83 stone and claim 22,000 pounds in taxpayer funded benefits. Wait, is that a joke because they're really fat?
Wait, hold on.
Whoa,
wait,
are you serious? 83 stone?
83 stone. Combined, there's four of them.
1,162 pounds.
Four of them weigh 83 stone.
All four?
All four.
So one, hold on. 1162 divided by four?
Yeah.
Yeah.
290.5.
Each. On average.
Okay.
Because some of them are a little bigger than others.
What the fuck are we talking about here?
We're talking
people?
About, yeah.
Oh,
so, yeah,
right.
The Teletubbies. Real Teletubbies.
Got it.
And they claim 22,000 pounds in taxpayer-funded benefits on the basis that they are too fat to work. So they actually get a check, a disability check, for being too fat.
Is that,
they ate themselves a free check every month.
Do we... Is this the kind of behavior we need to be, like, rewarding with money?
Is this
money?
What we need to be fucking doing to get it anywhere these
no.
days? Do we just each need to gain, like, 200 pounds?
Now, granted, if you weigh 250 and you get down to, like, a buck 25, I give you a check.
Yeah.
But just a one-time check. I ain't paying you every fucking month. This
no,
ain't fucking nine easy monthly installment bullshit.
It's kind of backwards.
No. That's bullshit.
No, you should not get disability for being that fucking... to the point to where you can't walk without your fucking legs hurting. That's your fucking fault.
Should you get disability for being old? It's like, you had your life. How about you end it now and let us live ours?
No, that's called a retirement fund. See, they work right. for that throughout their lives. That's what you set
were
up.
Were you getting paid while you were working?
Well, that's the money that was put away from your
checks.
Yeah,
that comes out of your checks. Right. So you really did work for that.
That's all your money saved up.
You're that planning for your...
You just get it.
Is that still going to be there, or is that what
Well,
AIG
you can't touch
did?
That money. You
right,
can't.
But I'm saying if the bank that's holding it right. goes bye-bye,
gone.
So does your money.
Gone.
Well, right. the and AIG, one of their things was 401ks.
Mm.
So when they're gone, that's right. gone. Hasta luego, buddy.
Well, it's up to the corporate, the corporation or whatever that you're
True.
With.
But,
to hold
that's,
it.
But that's what I'm saying, though. They have it through a bank. And if that bank is gone, like they're done, then that money is gone.
But yeah. if the
your corporation does not have that money, it's in that bank.
Well, no, but if the corporation has, you know, all the documents and paperwork on and stuff on it with the bank and, you know, saying that I have an agreement with this bank to hold these people's, you know, 401ks, blah, 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 then they could go to said bank or whatever later on after they get their shit reopened and whatnot.
Assuming
like,
that
hey,
happens.
Hey, dude, I have this. I got the paperwork. Give my guys their cash, and they'll have to do that.
Yeah.
That's assuming they ever come back.
True.
Right.
True.
See?
I don't see that happen.
No. Like, once they're gone,
unless there's
gone.
Another branch.
Cash that shit out, and then you know what you do with it?
Hmm.
Thejamhole.com/donate.
Right. That's what I was
right.
going to say.
I already
right.
have
so,
a 401k.
Yet incredibly, X Factor flop Emma Chauner. Whoa. So one of these was on X Factor.
Huh.
Emma Chauner's family from Blackburn are demanding more money because they still can't afford their calorie-laden lifestyle. So, that 22,000 pounds that they got is not enough to feed their fat fucking asses.
Guess...
So, go on a diet.
Hold on. Pounds?
It's either pounds, I don't
are
know.
Are you talking, like, money pounds?
Right.
Or like,
money.
Okay,
the
got
money.
It. So, I don't see the problem there. Like, you can lose weight then.
Yeah, now you should be losing weight.
You lose weight because that's not enough money to feed you.
Well, no, see, it's just enough money to feed their fat. See, they can't get any fatter with how much money they have. So they need more.
That's what I'm saying. Stop giving them so much. They'll lose weight right. to where they'll be able to get a fucking job.
They don't
all
want,
of a sudden.
Right.
Right. But so what's the fucking deal, bitch?
Well, they're... It's fucking stupid.
They're fat Teletubbies?
Yeah.
that's sad.
They have a dildo on their head?
What?
Do they have a
like
dildo
oh,
on
no,
their head?
Oh, no.
That'd
sadly.
Be great.
Asked why they don't simply go on a diet, the jobless Chauner family, who are so obese their neighbors call them the Teletubbies, insist, we don't have the time. You don't
I'm
have
so busy
because
being...
it takes me like a fucking hour to get off the goddamn couch,
well,
and
that...
then let alone how long it takes me to get to the fucking front door.
That and like the other 20 hours in my day are spent eating.
Whoa, yeah,
God forbid
right.
I
spending
have to...
all that money on eating. I can't.
Fuck.
I don't have time for a job.
Fuck that shit. Hey, if I 9 hours
jobs
in
are
a
for
day.
Skinny bitches.
Oh my
jobs
God.
Are
there
for
was, there was a weight loss thing or whatever on the news a while back that some lady was so fat that she couldn't do shit either. And her daughter that was like 16 had to replace a bucket underneath her all the time so she could shit and piss. And she'd take it and empty it, make her food right there in front of her and stuff and serve it to her and like change channels on TV. Yeah, it was bad.
Are you, really?
That's nasty.
Like that's for real?
It was for real, dude. Like
what?
And I think they went on like Dr. Phil or some shit,
or Oprah,
her, like,
or
stomach stapled, whatever. But it was just disgusting that this 16-year-old girl thought that was totally fucking normal.
Yeah,
that her mother was like 800 pounds
because
she was giving a 5-gallon bucket to her mother and slipped it under her fat fupa rolls.
Hey,
whatnot
you know what they
to
you,
pee and crap in? So.
You know where that saying goes?
That
slops
like
on,
that.
Like
slops on. Right,
right. That's what it's from.
I got
cool,
you.
Cool, got it. Go.
Emma 19 famously appeared on the TV talent show in 2007 wearing a wedding-style dress made by her dad. She was kicked off after the first audition, but not before the family were evicted from their previous house after neighbors complained about her singing at 3 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. So,
oh, my God. I got to post this
wait,
in the chat so
hey,
you can see what these
wait.
Fuckers look like.
So does that mean it's over?
What do you mean?
Well, when the fat lady...
Oh, when the fat light him if smoke him if you got him.
Oh,
right, the fat the lady thing. Finally sang
that.
End of story. I can't. Fuck.
How come we're skinny? Yes. Lemon Twist says, "How come you guys are skinny?" Well, because we eat right and exercise. No, that's bullshit.
And
I
we have
like
jobs.
I eat like a fat fucking cow, but because I move like water all day, like
right.
I yeah.
And I just yeah. have the we fucking work. Metabolism.
I used to be a fat kid, and then I got a job moving fucking 5-gallon water jugs all day that for the past hell? 2 years.
Wait, were you fat when you started that job?
I was 200 pounds. Oh. Now I'm like 150-ish.
Huh. Hmm.
And was, fucking boom!
I was up to like 180 when I first started at Dave's, and I'm back down to like... Calm the
fuck down, man.
This is so disgusting, dude. Like, the more I drink it, the more I'm just like,
try drinking 8 of those, bro.
Fuck that.
Oh,
one.
Dude, I've done 12.
I ain't even gonna drink this fucking one, dude.
I'll drink it if you don't.
Will you drink it?
I will.
I'm good.
Okay. How much is left in it?
Like half.
About half, yeah.
You fucking
say
pansy.
Half.
Say half.
Like the whole, I took like one day.
I
it's
see
half
where the
empty.
Damn. I see where the damn fucking.
Okay,
sweat
so is that it for that story?
No.
Okay.
No.
Slept Sean at 53 and his 57-year-old wife Audrey weigh. What?
Can you be
24 stone each?
Can you be that fat at that age and
53
like,
and 57? So how much is 24 stone?
Continue reading and I will tell
their youngest daughter, Emma, is 5 feet 3 inches and weighs 17 stone, while her older sister, Samantha, 21, is 5 feet 9 inches and weighs 18 stone.
24 stone? Are you ready for this?
Oh, okay. God.
At 57 years old?
336 pounds.
Wow.
Wow. And the daughter weighed 17 stone.
And right. Then the daughter, how old's the daughter?
Emma's 19 and she's 5'3".
She's 19? Oh! Oh, 36, 24, 36. Shit, only if she's 5'3". 238 pounds.
Holy fuck.
That's a huge bitch!
That's a big bitch!
That's a big bitch!
They haven't worked in 11 years, claiming their weight is due to hereditary...
It's glandular! It's glandular!
It's due to hereditary
it's
condition.
It's not glandular. It's because you're a big fat fuck.
I can't stop eating. Oh my God.
It's not glandular if you keep eating all day. And the
it
most
just
exercise,
so good.
The most exercise you actually get is this. Like that's not
the arm
glandular.
Moving,
I'm
shoveling
sorry.
Food
Jesus.
In the face.
You fat fuck.
So oh my God. They haven't worked in 11 years due to hereditary condition. Instead, the family spend their days in front of a television borrowed from
Go!
A friend. They don't have.
No!
They can't buy their own television.
No.
Now, okay, I posted the link to this in the chat, so everyone that's in the chat, click on it because there's actually a picture of them of these. Four fucking fat
all
people in their tiny ass living room in front of this little color Wait. TV just sitting chilling.
Well, and Aww. You wonder why you just get fat because people will just give you money like fucking Social Security and shit. It's like, oh, why don't you have a job?
Because I'm fat.
Well, you- why are you fat?
Because it's glad. No, I'm lying. It's because I. Cause,
no, because I sit in...
Because I watch TV all day.
And eat?
And eat oh TV dinners.
That's bullshit. You know what? Someone should just go into their fucking house, fucking boom, 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 boom.
Do us
boom.
All a favor.
Take all of them, fucking cut them up, butcher them up, ship that shit off to Africa,
That'll
to Mumbai.
For
and be
a
like,
year.
Hey, this one... Saw in the jam
Saw
hole.
On us.
You're welcome.
Did you see the picture of them sitting in their living room?
No.
It's fantastic.
Holy wow.
Okay,
so.
Hold on.
Fuck, everyone.
I had to come
not?
Over
everyone
here.
Everyone just come over.
Just come over here.
Oh, oh are you God. Kidding?
No.
Jesus.
Oh my God, they're huge.
Wait, look at that.
Oh.
Yeah!
Woo!
This
oh
is,
my God.
This is a 19 year
Oh my God.
They didn't fail her on their on her audition because she was bad at singing. It was just because she was so ugly and
That's
bad.
Horrid.
Oh
okay,
that
so.
Is so fucking horrid. And you know, like Lemon Twist says, they just play video games and chat all day.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'll tell you what. When you're online chatting up a fucking hot, sexy bird, it's that. Okay?
It's that. Yeah.
There's a reason they're online at this time of day. Talking to you, okay? It's because they can't fit outside. That's
right,
why.
The doorway, they actually
like,
had
literally.
To do what we did at work and make a new door in the wall.
Well, and
right.
I actually feel bad for that chick, too, dude, because it's not her fault. It's the damn parents' fault for not fucking raising her right and showing her, hey, don't
well, yeah,
be a fat ass.
Setting the example, of course
exactly.
Their kids are going to be... New rule, if you're fat, you can't have kids.
Well, yeah, and that's true because, you know. Because
your kids are going to be fat.
Well, I'm just saying, like, the kind of food they're going to stock there. It's not going to be good shit,
that,
and
no.
That's all she knows.
But not only that, because they can't use a hereditary condition excuse anymore. Because
big
if
bone.
It's that, then you can't have any fucking kids because they're going to be fat guaranteed because of that.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
So,
thank you. Yeah.
Okay, so Mr. Turner said, we love TV. It's on from the moment we get up. Often so tired from watching TV, I have to take a nap.
Oh, man! Hey, Brayden.
I'm so tired from eating and watching TV.
Bro, I just watched TV for 8 hours, and I am big.
And just ate, like, five tons.
I'm going to stuff my face, and I'm going to take a nap.
Right.
You want to go? Oh.
Yeah.
I'm so lethargic. You wouldn't be tired from sitting there going like this all day if you did more than this all day. Like, you're fat and lethargic and disgusting. No shit. You get tired fucking watching TV. Oh, that disgusts me.
Just,
that there's human
does.
Beings
wait.
On this planet like that, and we're actually paying them. We're encouraging them.
Okay, wait,
hey,
just think about this
money.
For a second.
There's
a paycheck. These people get, yet of their £22,508 a year in tax-free benefits, equivalent to £30,000 in salary a year, Mr. China said, what we get barely covers the bills and puts food on the table. It's not our fault we can't work. We deserve more.
What?
You deserve more?
Are you kidding
me? And
you
weigh 300-some pounds, and there's people that weigh, like, 20 pounds in another country?
You deserve to be fucking shot in the back of the head, gutted like the
pig
you fucking are.
And fed to Somalians.
And turned into fucking pork chops. And fed, yeah. Like,
yeah.
One of you would feed, like, five villages.
A whole tribe.
Yes.
For a year.
Yeah.
A year. You fat cow.
And they would use every part of your body. They won't waste a bit.
And they want more. I love
we
it.
They deserve more. They don't just want more. They deserve more.
Because
I
we're people.
I love it. I'm fat. I need money. I'm starving. I need money. What the fuck? Really?
I'm fat. We can barely afford food to put on the table. Yeah, we're still 300 pounds.
I hate people.
This story
makes me mad. Why'd you just kill the daughter you had out of fucking mistake and
seriously.
Eat her?
Yeah, I totally. It's like what we said a while
Wait,
ago. The
are
last
they-
time we had a story about fat people when that cartoon when there's two guys on an island and they're on there a long time and there's no food and I look
and they
at
look
Brayden,
at the fat yeah.
And he turns into the drumstick
right.
And he looks at me and I turn into the hot dog and they're like.
Classic.
I'm gonna like that's gonna
no,
be what happens.
They're
gonna
totally,
eat the daughter,
the 19-year-old daughter.
I'm calling it right now. Within the next year, we will do a news story about this family and how the police found them fucking pigging out, pardon the expression, on their dead fucking daughter that they killed because they were hungry, and they're gonna blame it on the fucking the UK. This is the UK story.
British.
Right,
or,
that's
yeah,
UK.
Yeah,
so they're
UK.
Gonna blame it on the UK for not giving them enough money. So they're like, oh, we're so hungry, we had to eat something.
It's a hereditary condition.
Oh, God, I fucking hate people. And I hate, you know what? I bet they're the same kind of people that are like self-righteous up on their high fucking pedestal horse Christians that like nothing you tell them can ever fucking be right because they're so perfect because
well, yeah.
They have God.
Well, God's on their side, so they,
right.
And God is perfect.
Hey.
And they were made in his image, so hence.
Right, God's a big fat fuck.
Right.
Right.
That makes sense. And he's killing and stealing and
that is
all that.
Fucking believe. And it just, you know what really pisses me off about this is that they, in their minds, in their heart of hearts, they're like, we deserve more. We deserve more money.
We deserve it.
To maintain the standard of living that we are used to, being big, fat pieces of shit. When all we do, we wake up in the morning, we turn on the
TV.
Yeah,
I would be like, okay, tell me, give me 10... No, yeah, give me 5 reasons
give me
why
one.
You deserve it.
Give me one.
Because, yeah,
give
no.
me one,
the
dude.
All, they even said it. All they do every day.
I need
they
a
get up,
recliner.
Watch the TV, and get so tired from watching TV for so long and eating that they take a nap.
Okay, so what exactly are you contributing to society? Why are we keeping
right.
you alive
Why
again?
Do you need money to live? Because you're not doing anything but getting fatter.
Right, so everyone else that actually gets up in the morning and doesn't actually turn
and,
the TV
right.
on and, but goes to work
and
all
they
day,
get fucked and gets
get,
paid shit.
Gets to take a little bit out of their paycheck so you can eat your big fat
right.
fucking
and then,
face.
we get
beautiful.
Our paychecks and still don't have enough money
of
to eat.
Course.
When
cool.
normal people ask for a raise, it's because they're doing something,
right.
not just not doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
you don't totally. Deserve a raise, buddy. You don't deserve a paycheck.
No.
I'm sorry.
No, you don't deserve shit. All you deserve is, like we said, to be shot in the fucking face and fed to people skinnier than you.
Seriously.
Who are hard up, who have no fucking economy, like where we're fucking headed. That's all you deserve.
Oh, it gets into what they eat. So the family claimed they spend £50 a week on food, including chocolate, chips, and pies, and consume 3,000 calories each day. They recommend the maximum intake is 2,000 for women and 2,500 for men.
Because that's fucking necessary.
Right.
Based on your fucking
You need that much. Yeah.
Your activity.
They do
I'm
nothing.
Sure
they don't even. They say 2,000 for women and 2,500 for men. And that's probably, adding in the fact that they probably go to work and they get some exercise
yeah.
and they're burning those calories. Now, when you're not burning those calories, you probably only need 1,000 a day.
Honestly, yeah, okay. I'm so pissed at this story. If I lived in the UK,
yeah. we would
be fucking kill them. I would fucking kill
and
them.
And seriously feed them to starving or homeless people.
I would kill them and make bacon and eggs. Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. A bit of the old ultra violence.
You do realize how long this story's been going on, right? I mean, we are totally fucking livid with this story.
Yeah. I hate that shit because I can just see them being like, we deserve more. We deserve this
because
fuck you.
We
fuck
need
you.
We need
you
to be alive.
Fuck you.
Die. We have cereal for
breakfast. Die. Have a fucking heart attack already and die, you fat fuck.
So, we have cereal for breakfast, bacon buddies for lunch.
I don't even, you know what? I'm done with this story. I'm sorry.
And,
I cannot
wait,
do this.
Wait, and microwave pies with mashed potatoes or chips for dinner.
Ben, wow.
We love nibbling on biscuits.
Man.
I once bought some pears, but they tasted funny. All that healthy food like fruit and veggies is too expensive. We're fat because it's in our genes. Our whole family is overweight.
Of course, because it's in your genes.
Right.
In your Levi 50983.
No, it's not in that food you're eating.
Big fat fuck.
Lemon
fuck
Twist
you.
Says you look like Nicolas Cage, Matt.
What?
Me?
Yes, you.
What?
He says you look like a good actor.
That's
Nicolas
a first.
Cage.
Well, he just
know,
had that 4 years
that
at Juilliard.
Well, that is true. I am an actor. But no, I've never
actor.
Heard that.
Yeah, that's weird. Nicolas
yeah.
Cage, huh?
Crazy. When my hair was longer, I heard I looked like that kid from Third Rock, like the younger kid, like way
oh,
back
shit.
When I was younger, though. Like, that was like 8 years ago.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay,
yeah, usually
so,
people are like, is that guy on drugs? He looks like he's on drugs.
Will
like,
you drive backwards in a 1967 Shelby GT500 and smile at some black kid for me, please?
Yes.
Because I will laugh my ass off at
I
that.
Will actually do that. Okay, so I'm sorry. I can't take any more of that story. I'm a
baby.
And I have...
Oh, my God.
Hey, are you cool?
Dude, this sparks.
I told
fucking
you.
Awesome.
Best burps ever.
Okay, what's the time, please?
Fuck. Probably like 2 hours.
Okay, well,
an hour and 46 minutes.
Okay, I have right. to read this story, and then we'll see where it goes.
And then I
there.
Have two stories I have.
Okay, well, if you need to go to bed, you have to work in the morning. We
yes,
don't.
I, do.
So,
I want
to
hear the 126 sent you, though.
Oh, right. We'll read that real quick.
Okay, do that one first.
This one was sent in by 26 to thejamhole.com/feedback. If
oh,
you
thank
look
you.
On the little live video thing. He was like, last minute story, you have to read this. And it's really short, so I'm just going to read this. This one is called New Best Buy DVD Player Comes With Free Buckets O' Cum.
Buckets O' Cum.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you seen Buckets O' Cum?
Yes, I have. Nice. Have you seen the second one? It's great.
And
the prequel? Even
yes,
better.
All of them. I'll post this in the chat here so you can see what the fuck we're
Wait,
talking
about.
Wait, is
this about. A movie? With
right, it's a porn. So here,
oh.
this picture, here. What I just posted in the chat, you'll be getting it.
Okay, I got it. I'll
is essentially
this.
The epitome. What? Oh, epitome. Epitome.
Oh, epitome?
Whoa.
Wow,
you know what?
Dude.
I've heard that word and I've used it. I've never seen it typed
epitome?
Out before.
It does I thought it was like epitome.
It looks weird. Maybe okay. How, this picture is essentially the epitome of why it's really messed up that Best Buy will take a piece of used or returned equipment and sell it as new.
And it comes with a free.
Well, that's actually so. No, what they're saying right. is Best Buy is actually taking people's used shit
and selling,
and selling
them
selling
as,
it
new,
as new
with a free DVD that they left in it when they returned it.
Oops.
Oops.
Sorry.
That's why it comes with a... He's like, fuck, I want that porn back.
Well, I'm going to watch it first.
No, the dude that turned his DVD player hilarious.
Oh, I know.
He's like, oh, fuck.
I'm going to get such a huge fine at Blockbuster.
Buckets, oh, cum.
Eventually, someone is going to get a DVD player with a copy of Buckets of Cum in the disc drive. The caption on the photo submitted to our Flickr pool reads, quote, "When we went to Best Buy and purchased a cheap DVD player after our old one broke, we were surprised to find buckets of cum in the DVD player. Ew. Apparently, even though it was sold to us as new, it was actually used. I tried to call Best Buy that night, but they were already closed."
Radix in the chat says, "Rock, bonus porn, though. Who'd complain?"
Oh! Nice. We got funny people in the chat, finally.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I just wanted to read that real quick.
Why wouldn't you go by the next day and just be like, "Hey, guys, what the F? I thought this was new."
Yeah, can I get Buckets Will Come 2 with my next DVD
player? Yeah, can I get the prequel, please, on fucking Blu-ray? Because, your DVD player doesn't work anymore.
It's full of Buckets Will Come.
Yeah, it's full of Buckets Will Come. I got to use my Blu-ray again. What the F?
That's pretty fucking awesome.
Is that it for that
The picture's
story?
Great.
Yeah, well, it's not really a story. It's just a little thing on the consumerist website. Huh. But it was pretty amusing that scumbag Best Buy, thanks for the Pink Vio and the JVC Evrio for free. See episode, I don't know. You can search for Best Buy, you'll find it. But, yeah, that's awesome that they're actually trying to rip people off, and someone finally caught them, being like, "Hey, this is actually not new, because there's buckets of cum in it."
Right.
And that's effed up.
That is effed up joke.
Right, so, yeah. But my actual news story, this one is called Woman Trapped in Flames as Gas Pump Explodes. Chain reaction sparks blast at 7-Eleven store. This comes out of Colorado Springs, Colorado.
I've always wondered if that happens, but I've never heard of that happening. Someone sparking at the fucking gas.
Was it static?
Yeah, read
that shock.
An 18-year-old woman burned to death Tuesday after a chain reaction crash caused a pickup truck to run into a gas pump at a convenience store in Colorado Springs, triggering an explosion and fire that engulfed her and her minivan. The woman was outside of her minivan pumping gas at a 7-Eleven store, probably getting gouged.
If she's 18 years old and has a minivan, she probably has kids.
She probably got gouged in her pump.
Exactly.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
All right.
So, actually, here anyway.
She doesn't get gouged in her pump anymore because she had said
right,
kids.
Not
right,
anymore, but
right.
She did it.
She did.
Right. Okay.
Right. Hard.
So
right.
This wasn't
hard.
Static. That kind of sucks. I was
No, it was an accident that kind of hit something else, and then ran into her.
I've been curious about that before.
Check this out. This is crazy. The woman outside of her minivan pumping gas at a 7-Eleven store about 12:40 p.m. when a sport utility vehicle drove into the back of a pickup, pushing the pickup into the gas pump. The pump was knocked to the ground and exploded, sending a huge fireball into the air. The woman was then pinned between the burning gas pump and her minivan.
Wow.
Witnesses ran up to help, but were powerless to pull the woman out of the towering flames.
That
now check this out. So she's not dead yet.
Right.
She's screaming there.
Yeah. Scared as fuck.
Getting cooked.
About, catch
7-Eleven.
When you try and fucking grab her, I would, dude. It's just human nature.
You're not pulling shit. She's pinned between the gas pump and fire.
But you'd be
her minivan. I'd be like, "Looks hot in there, so take off all." No,
that's I mean, you'd be over there on the side, going, "Oh shit!" and trying to looking around, see if there's any way you could possibly get in there.
Lemon Twist says, "I think I'd rather see that than buckets of cum."
Just download that on ILT.
Fucking A. ILTTorrents.com. Quote: "When I came up, she was standing there screaming, 'Help me! Help me! I'm going to die!'" You gonna die, bitch.
You gonna die.
She was frozen in there. Well, I wouldn't say frozen.
I wouldn't say
frozen. Wait,
that's
they're making jokes.
That's a horrible pun.
That's mean.
No, that's a horrible
pun. That's mean.
Very bad.
She was frozen in there between the gas pumps and her car. She was holding her face. Flames were all around her. She never got out. Police identified the victim as Whitney Henderson of Colorado Springs. She was home on spring break from Grinnell College in Iowa. Hendrickson was a freshman. They just go into all the backstory. That was pretty much all I really wanted to read. Was how it happened. That's just crazy.
That's crazy.
That didn't kill her right away. She was pinned there, being
fucking
all like,
screaming.
"Help, help!" And everyone's like, Yeah, nah.
I was thinking it was something like she was going to fill up her car and she sparked it by not being grounded or something. Yeah. And then it...
I've heard a lot of weird things
now,
about that.
Check this out. Some Iraq veteran, right? He's back from the war.
Yeah.
Said the sight and smell brought back memories of the war.
Oh.
Quote,
ooh.
It reminded me of being in Iraq again, you know? I tried to get as close as I could, but at that point the car exploded and, you know, the smell just reminded me of Iraq. Nothing like burning pussy to remind you of Iraq.
No. I didn't think it just meant burning bodies.
Right.
Probably.
The Explorer was going through the parking lot. So this is how it all happened. The Explorer, Ford Explorer, going through the parking lot went, struck the right rear side of a Chevy Silverado pickup truck that was parked at the gas pumps facing west. The impact forced the truck into the gas pump, which dislodged
Wait, deep
it.
Impact?
Deep impact too.
Oh.
Right. Which dislodged it from its base, at the same time rupturing the fuel pumping system and spilling some gasoline onto the ground. The gas pump then fell, trapping a woman who was at that moment fueling her car. Wrong place?
Wrong time.
Wrong time. That wasn't a joke.
You tried to ding.
I know, I tried to, but then I stopped myself.
I thought the bell was like, no, that's not funny.
She was standing between her 2000 Honda minivan that was parked facing east and the pump. At some point in the sequence of events, the fuel that was spilled ignited, causing the ensuing fire. And, it just kind
of
goes in.
So she basically burned alive in front of a bunch of people that couldn't do shit about it.
Right.
That's pretty crazy, man. Well, that's fucked up, dude. I'd be like, holy shit. And
yeah, right?
Yeah, dude.
Like, could you imagine?
Oh,
though,
dude, you're
like,
on fire.
You're just sitting there fueling up, and all of a sudden you look over, you're like, you hear the screech, and you're like, oh, sounds like an oh, fuck.
Like, oh God! What do we do? What the fuck do we? What do I do?
I would have enough reaction time to be like, do you?
Yeah, you just get.
I know, like, look.
Of course, yeah, of course.
You ever see those posters? Stop, look, and listen.
Right,
like, you should have listened.
You should look. You know, follow your surroundings.
Listen, not stop.
Not have stopped. You should have looked.
Right.
She was probably on her phone and shit. Feeling, yeah, I'm just
actually
filling up.
You're
I'll be over
not
there.
Allowed to talk on your phone.
Yeah, while you're pumping gas.
MythBusters actually proved that a myth.
Yeah.
Busted.
But that's still the law
it's
that you can't
law.
Because people are retards and we
yeah.
need laws to protect ourselves from ourselves.
Actually,
right.
Marcus, Kyle, and I all almost got arrested for that one.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. They always are like, they come over on the intercom and they're like, can you please turn off your cell phone? I'm like, that's a myth. And then I leave because I'm in the work truck usually.
I don't think it was
number.
Because
right.
that anyone was on their phone as much because Kyle was on his phone. But I think it was more the fact that we were all very drunk and belligerent.
Of course.
Driving around, getting gas. And
all
more
right.
beer.
So that is it for that story. Why don't you read one more? I'll read one more and we'll get the fuck out.
God, I got two more that I want to
do?
Read.
Do?
Yeah.
Well,
this one is really long. I'm only going to read a little bit.
Just
of
read
it.
The good part.
Yeah, I'm just going to read the first half, which is usually
right.
a good part. This one is called No Sex, Please, An Asexual Life.
Oh, please.
At 21, Andy Holland is happy, easygoing, and interested in the same things as most university students.
Right.
With one notable exception, Holland is not attracted to women or men. In fact, he has no desire to have sex. And in this, he is not as unusual as we might assume.
Does he have a penis?
I think so.
Does he have balls?
Yeah.
Two of them? Under the dick?
There's at least
preferably.
One. There's at least one. Under,
wow.
Preferably under the dick.
Wow.
The first crush that Tessa Barrett had was on a Transformers toy called Rat Trap. Transformers, robots in disguise.
He turned into a car, into a dildo, back into a person, back into a car. I always keep it in the dildo form. That's my favorite.
Oh, this is a... girl here.
Right.
Oh, they're talking about someone...
Hence
wait.
The dildo form?
No, but they're talking... At first, at 21, Andy Holland is happy and easygoing. They talk about him. And then the next one is the first crush that Tessa Barrett had, totally different person, was on a Transformers toy called Rat Trap. He was my first heartthrob, she says.
Okay, hey, can we do something? You want to, like, finish the rest of our stories? Because we don't have shit to do, right?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay, can we take a break for a minute? She's
yeah.
going to go to bed. I'm going to go have a smoke.
Yeah, dude, I gotta be up at 8:30, or I gotta be clocked in at 8:30 in the morning, and
yeah.
I'm probably gonna
and it's
stay
like,
late tomorrow.
It's 2 a.m. here, but let's take
totally.
A break
Holy
that
fuck.
Way. you can finish that story, and we'll just finish the rest of the stories we have since we ain't got shit to do tomorrow. Okay, so, yeah, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Okay, then.
Are we fucking ready?
Are we ready?
Is anyone still here?
Yes.
No. We got Chris. And we got Chris. So should I just start the story over?
Pick up where you left off.
Okay.
You shut up in there. We're trying to do a show.
So
here.
I left off. So the first crush that Tessa Barrett had was on a Transformers toy called Rat Trap.
And it transformed into a dildo.
He was my first heartthrob, she says. The shelves in her bedroom are lined with models of Transformers playing with them now, laughs as she admits. I don't know how I fell in love with a rat.
That makes two of us,
that
three
makes
of us.
6 billion
your
people
parents,
on the planet.
Right. We don't know either.
Barrett is now 22, but she's not that much closer to having what most people would consider a normal, loving relationship. She's still a virgin. It's hard to imagine what would push me to having sex. I'm not afraid of sex. It's just not something I want to do. That's probably why I delve into the world of science fiction and Transformers, where sex isn't an issue at all. Right, because robots don't have sex.
Because it's all fake, made up
in
bullshit.
Cartoon type.
You can't tell me, though, there you've never once, like, looked at the Transformer, looked at your twat, and been like,
if only this thing had a penis.
You know what? Fuck it. I'll just... like, put a condom on it and just fucking go to town.
Yeah.
Downtown.
Downtown.
Funky town.
Barrett calls herself asexual and says she's very different to many people who decide to abstain from sex for religious or moral reasons.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
Remember when I was like, you know what? I'm sick of girls. I'm going asexual.
Yeah. That
fucking
does?
A.
Are then- you going to fall in love with... if Danny breaks up with you, are you going to start falling in love
if
with
Danny
Transformers?
Danny breaks up with me, I will blow my fucking brains out after I blow hers out. You can't talk anymore. You're going to bed, remember?
Yeah, it's like you're not even here now.
Right.
Okay.
No one can hear you.
Celibacy is a choice. Asexually is an orientation. It's not something you choose to be. It's something you're born as.
That's bullshit.
I don't think... I think it's...
You are born gay. I'll give you that one. And for a long time, I thought that was bullshit. But
yeah,
I
can
maybe,
see it. I don't...
But you're not born asexual. That's... You get so frustrated because women are bitches and dudes. That would just
but
be weird.
What if,
so...
What if he's never had any... even a relationship with a chick?
Then you're like, an agoraphobe.
I don't... He
or
said,
you have Asperger's.
They say they're not afraid of sex, though.
Then why aren't you having it? Then you're a big fat bitch.
They just don't want
wants?
It for some reason. There's just like, I think it's something that they might be born with. Yeah, just something that makes it so they don't have that desire like a normal person does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe. I don't know. In this case, I think, I don't think so. But
it's fucking weird.
Like that chick, like on What Sick and Wrong was talking about, that chick that fell in love with the Golden Gate Bridge
and the Eiffel Tower.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's just for attention, I think. I
maybe.
Don't think. Can you, okay, put it this way. How can you feel feelings towards an inanimate object?
Well, do they feel,
like
do they want to have sex with them?
I love Rockstar. I'm not shoving Rockstar cans up my asshole.
Anytime soon?
I don't feel like if I took a drink from this Rockstar
right.
and then I saw you take a drink, I wouldn't get jealous and be like, you fucking slut.
You slut.
Like, that's stupid.
Yeah. I agree.
No, you're an idiot.
It's not easy to understand, Matt. Someone who claims to feel no sexual attraction towards other people. For most of us, sex is part of what makes us tick, and sexuality informs
fucking
so many
A.
of our decisions.
So literally, if you went up to that person and you were like, fucking A, they'd be like, I know, huh?
Right? Fucking asexual.
Fucking asexual. Yeah.
As Barrett recognizes, some people find the concept of sexuality incredibly
ridiculous,
difficult to grasp.
Stupid? Oh, retarded?
They, right.
Stop
they
me
don't,
anytime here.
They don't understand how you can be human and not want sex. That is true, because it is kind of just part of being human.
More than that, it's a primal instinct.
Yeah.
It goes back to monkeys and shit. Like,
right.
It is a basic primal instinct. It's survival. It's the need inside us, the instinctive need to reproduce and continue on our genetic or our ancestral line. That's what it is. It's survival. It's basic instinct.
But even people, I mean,
you know what? It's basic instinct too.
Oh, that's old school.
That was a horrible movie. Horrible.
God. That was made. Is that made after
really, Michael Douglas? Really?
Is that made after the game?
Because the pizza man says, hey, they can't have kids if they don't have sex, which is a very good point. Like, I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying it's kind of fucking stupid.
But then again, I mean, I don't know. I totally forgot what I was going to say now. Fuck.
I don't know.
Fuck. Well, because I was thinking about it and I was thinking about it.
I don't know what I was going to say. Right. Is that what? Okay. Yeah. Go. Hey, real quick, quit laughing. It's been a long time since it's been just me and you.
Well, she's been here. It's cool.
I know, but I'm just
saying,
she's
still here.
Well, I know, and I can hear her laughing in the bedroom.
There she is right there. There it is again.
Oh, fuck.
I keep hearing this fucking whispering thing. What is that? Is there wind in the other room?
I don't know. I heard. Did you hear something?
I don't think so.
Huh. Okay. So is that it for that story?
Fuck, I wish I could remember what I was gonna say. About sex. For people like us that still like having sex but don't want kids, if we took out the basic instinct still of
one
sex...
One or two?
Both combined.
If you be Michael Douglas, I'll be Sharon Stone.
Fuck. No, but if you took out the fact that sex feels awesome and it's really fun, and for some reason we find that attractive, if you took that away and brought it down to what sex really is, gross, fucking unattractive. If
bodily fluids.
Yeah, well, just
smelly,
stinky. Yeah, just gross.
A little stink on you.
When you really think
bloody.
About it. Yeah. When you really think about it, sex is pretty gross. So if it wasn't for that basic instinct, no one would want to have sex. And they're just missing that.
Then what about for people like me and Danny? We're not having sex to reproduce.
Right.
We're having sex because it feels really fucking good. And
right.
if she doesn't, I'm going to fucking bitch and complain and be a douche. Like that.
But if it didn't feel...
It's not because of that basic instinct,
right.
though, at all. It's just because I like fucking and it feels really good. So... there is no need to reproduce there at all. But do you think then the initial part of it comes from that instinct?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because
even
if you don't
we're not doing it to reproduce.
Well, because it's still in our genetic code, I'll say,
right.
that we fuck to reproduce. And since it's laid out so it is fun, it is fun. Does feel good, and for some reason
we're not
we do find
like,
it attractive, we still fuck.
Right, we're not just fucking to bust a nut inside and then be like, okay, are you pregnant? No? Okay, I guess, damn
well,
it.
Well, no, what I'm trying to
now
say...
Now we have to fuck again, damn
what
it.
What I'm trying to say is sex was made to be fun and feel good and all that stuff, because if they didn't, it would be too gross for anyone to want to fuck just to have kids to keep our race going. So if it wasn't for that basic instinct, we would have never gotten
Even
anywhere.
Even though where we're at now, over 6 billion people,
right.
we don't need to keep the race
yeah,
going
Yeah, we need
anymore.
To get rid of that now.
Right.
Now
we
stop
need,
feeling like...
We need a good 5 to 10 years of no...
Nothing.
No,
just,
no twat turds.
Right. Just let all the old people die out.
Right.
Could you imagine?
And then we reassess the situation.
We reassess. So I'm just going to say that's it for that story.
All right. Well, this one is called... And this one... Excuse my face.
That was took you a while.
This one kind of continues on with the going theme that we've been talking about, how the world has gotten to a point where people just don't give a fuck anymore about music is shit, movies are shit, books are shit, everything anyone is doing, they're doing the bare minimum just to get a check, just so they can continue on living their bullshit fucking lives, and people are... fucking people over, as you will know in Wednesday night's episode, the story with David and the bitch in Camaro and how that dude fucked him over.
Yep.
All that shit that's been happening.
In every episode.
Right. People are just fucking people over to get what they have so they don't have to work as hard. This one is called Beekeeper Killed Rival to Steal Honey.
Gotta get your honey.
Hey, honey. Come here.
Yes.
No, not you.
Oh.
You.
Oh.
Come here. This one comes out of Australia, of course. A man accused of murdering a fellow beekeeper so he could steal his honey. You may think his woman? Nay.
Nay.
You may think his fosters?
Nay. Nay.
His actual honey. Because he's a beekeeper.
Right. The
That's
birds
a pun.
And the bees. Yeah.
They're always after me, Lucky Charms. he murdered his a fellow beekeeper. No honor among thieves
no.
and or beekeepers
right.
now. So he could steal his honey, was nabbed after one of the stolen barrels fell on him.
Wait, what?
He stole a barrel full of honey
and
or
it fell
bees,
on him.
And it fell on him.
That's insult to injury.
Right, that is. Like, what did you learn now?
Yeah, like, okay, you stole that, you kind of deserved it.
Karma?
Yeah.
Like, I'm all about karma. Generally, it doesn't work fast enough for my taste, so I feel like I should intervene, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
In this case... Perfect.
Got
timing.
It.
All about the timing.
Yep. Karma was doing its job for
right. me. Donald Robert Alcock, 34, is facing trial for shooting Anthony Ross Knight in the back as the beekeeper slept at his home at Woodford in the Sunshine Coast hinterland in May 07.
So he didn't just kill him, he just shot him in the back in his sleep.
Not only... In his back, like, you don't
right.
see it coming. That's a bullshit cheap
yeah.
move.
If you don't even need
kill
to be
some
asleep.
Dude, see it, let him see
right.
it coming.
Like,
but on
know.
Top of shoot, well, I guess it's not his fault the dude slept on his stomach, so his
right.
back was up. But
he was asleep, so...
I would have been like, hey, honey. and then I would have shot him in the face.
Right.
And then I would have fucked his honey, and then I would have stole his other honey.
Right.
Right.
And made some of that money.
Money, honey, honey. Right. Mr. Alcock has pleaded not guilty. Won me.
Hey, that barrel just fell. That barrel followed me home.
Right. And then it fell on me
right.
after it shot my friend. Wait, what? What? prosecutor Daniel Boyle told the Queensland Supreme Court in Brisbane that Mr. Alcock was in serious financial trouble when he went to Mr. Knight's property with the intention of stealing honey worth... You want to take a guess how much a barrel of honey is worth? Or I don't know if this was a barrel, but how much the honey he was going to steal was worth?
Well, if he...
Take a shot
I
in
guess
the fucking dark.
I'm going to say...
a shot in the dark.
Say $8,000.
$40.
What?
$40,000.
$40,000?
$40,000.
That must be a big barrel of honey.
Fucking Winnie the Pooh
shit,
son. That's ridiculous.
I know. I've been trying to think of a Winnie Pooh joke this whole
time. I know, right? Dude, I didn't make a joke, but I just said it. But
yeah.
There you go. So, again, just not only our economy. This is a worldwide thing that's happening here. It's not just America.
Right, it's the entire
it's
planet.
It's not just the UK. It's everywhere.
It's not just the American dollars that is going down the
no,
shitter.
No, it is also the Australian dollars.
Right,
that
it's
is
just
going...
ours is getting there a little quicker because it's worth less.
Right, and because there's a lot more of us here than in Australia.
And we're in a lot more debt.
Right. We actually probably owe Australia a little bit of that money.
We
money,
probably
honey.
Owe everyone some money.
Just kick them a couple barrels of honey, dude. That's
shit,
all.
Shit, a couple barrels of oil.
That's amazing, though. $40,000.
Yeah, how much is a barrel of oil?
Not
cheaper
$40,000. That's
no.
for damn sure, dude.
Wait, that's how big is that thing?
I don't know.
Is it like
maybe
a fucking water tower of honey?
Just Google a barrel of honey while I read this.
Shit.
He said Mr. Alcock made the decision to shoot Mr. Knight, Michael Knight, when he realized he could not steal the barrels and tubs of honey without waking him. Because bees, like, go bzzz. Is that no? The court was told Mr. Alcock later confessed his deed, his dirty deed, done dirt cheap.
And I can't find anything that says how big a barrel of honey is.
Okay, did you Google how big is a barrel of honey?
Yes. And
maybe
I
you should check Yahoo Answers. That's
that
bullshit.
Usually brings up Yahoo Answers.
Oh,
when
yeah,
I Google it.
Google Google's Yahoo.
Right.
Amazing.
I'll Google your Yahoo.
Hey,
if you MySpace my Facebook.
On MySpace, your Facebook all up in my Yahoo.
Word.
Fuck yeah. I'll stumble upon your fucking Google
shit.
While you're MySpacing my Facebook.
And I'll dig that shit.
I'll fucking tweet your twat.
Twat?
Holy shit. Twat, did you... We could do that all night with Web 2.0. Yeah. I love it. And then send that shit to my Gmail. You know when Gmail first came out, I don't mean to get off topic, but I'm going to... I thought it had something to do with G-Unit,
really?
Like, just because I, like, Gmail, and, like, every time I heard that, that's all I heard in my head was,
G-Unit,
like, that's all I heard in my head every time, and still to this day.
That, I never even thought of that.
Really? Well, now you're gonna.
Yeah,
every time I'm like, Gmail me, dude, you mean, Gmail me.
God.
That's retarded. Oh, fuck. The court was told Mr. Alcock later confessed his deed, telling police, quote, "If Tony was home, I was going to have to maim him or hurt him bad if I was going to knock off the honey. Better knock off the honey than knock up the honey." You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Quote,
that costs you money. This makes you money.
Right, exactly. I mean, I guess you could pimp out his honey while you're stealing his other honey.
Right.
That would make some money. This but not in this
confusing.
Economy.
No.
This is no economy to be pimping hoes.
Who the
dude?
Fuck is going to be buying honey right now?
Not me.
I don't need any fucking honey.
Fuck.
I don't have that kind of money just laying around.
Fuck no, dude. Not right now. Quote, "I was only out to hurt him. I wasn't out to kill him."
Oh, I just wanted to hurt him.
I wasn't out for justice.
I didn't think the bullet in his head was going to kill him. I just wanted to hurt him a little.
I just wanted to maim him.
Yeah.
Fuck. Quote, "I thought the bullet would go straight through him, actually."
Little did you know, a ball going straight through him will probably also kill him.
Physics much? Or anatomy, maybe?
Wait, well, what kind of gun were you using, and where did you shoot him, and how close? I mean, there's a lot that goes into this.
Oh, equation. Here we go. Mr. Alcock, who lived in Tenerfield at the time, loaded the largest tubs of honey onto the back of his truck and drove them to a major honey distributor. Hmm. But he became pinned under one of the 1,400-kilogram tubs.
Those are big.
Google 1,400 kilograms equals pounds. As he tried to unload it from the truck. Emergency service officers were called, and Mr. Alcock was taken to hospital while police took photographs of the scene. Those photos were Mr. Alcock's undoing, the court heard, because they showed special markings on the tubs that identified them as Mr. Knight's property.
3,086 pounds.
Wow. So he was trapped under a ton and a half of honey.
That's a lot of honey.
That's a huge honey.
That's a big honey.
Holy shit. Mr. Boyle said an autopsy revealed the 41-year-old had been shot once in the back and that a fragment of the bullet had exited from his neck with the rest lodging in his spine.
Yeah, he's fucked.
The court heard a forensic pathologist would testify that the bullet would have immediately paralyzed Mr. Knight's limbs and could also have seriously hindered his ability to breathe. Hmm. And then they're going to trial him. That is it for that story. So,
awesome.
You want to keep it going?
Not really.
No? Now are you good?
No, well, it's just the story is, like, not as good.
Really?
As I wanted it to be.
Well... Can I read the one about the children of cousins and that whole thing?
Sure, if you want.
All right. Hey, guess who's following us on Twitter now?
Who's
I just
that?
Noticed. 107.5 FM, Missoula.
Really? They're following the Twitter, too.
What?
The Twitter?
Yeah, that's why I just said, guess who's just followed our Twitter.
Oh, I thought they've been
the
on there.
Oh,
no, I'm thinking of MySpace. They're friends of the,
are they?
The Jamholes MySpace.
Oh, word.
I thought you were talking about live video.
Well, let me read this, and then I have a question I would like to pose to you.
Okay.
And then we'll get the fuck out. This one is called... File this one under, No Shit, Sherlock.
Yeah. Dumbass.
This one is called Children of Cousins Have Greater Risk of Catching Infectious Disease.
So wait, what you're saying is they're...
Like, when cousins fuck...
Right, family members?
They have a kid. No, cousins.
Well, they're family.
Right, right. Okay.
Right, relatives.
I was thinking brother, sister.
Yeah,
but
relatives.
Any of that.
That
but
works.
Even cousins. When they fuck, that kid, that twatcher that comes out... actually has a greater risk of catching an infectious disease.
Right, because I thought that was common knowledge, like, I don't know, forever ago, before I was even alive, that you want two completely different people to fucking have a kid, because then both of your genes go together instead of the same ones, which clash.
You get the best of different.
Right,
you
the dominant ones.
Not like, oh, I have these genes and my sister has the same genes.
And then
and
they
our
come
genes
together.
Are so perfect,
right.
We just want to keep those. We don't want anything else being introduced
right.
Our
genes
our
are
gene pool.
So perfect that if we were to go out, we would have an imperfect child instead of this perfect Down syndrome baby.
It took us a lot of time to get all that fucking chlorine out of our gene pool and to keep it right. We got it right where we wanted.
Yeah, it's where it should be now.
The children of cousins have a greater risk of contracting infectious diseases, a study has found. The findings suggest that cousins introduce a genetic weak link into their children's health that could help epidemics spread throughout society. And I will go ahead and just make the joke. You are the weakest link. Goodbye. No.
I like it.
All right.
The next fucking plague is going to be caused from inbreeding. I'm calling it right now.
You think? Is it going to be called fucking retardation?
I
ignorance?
Wait, we already have it. It's called Down
got
syndrome.
It. Done
right.
And done.
I forgot.
This could have implications for emergency vaccination programs and planning for epidemics.
Emergency abortions?
Fucking A.
Why would you just kill them? Then there's no problem. They can fuck all the kids they... Or all the cousins they want, as long as they just kill the fucking
thing. In heaven,
thing.
That's all.
Yeah,
you
in
can
heaven.
Fuck all the cousins you want in heaven.
If you get there.
Right. Emergency vaccination programs and planning for epidemics because disease is likely to gain a hold among the offspring of cousins before anyone else. So you take that on top of all the fucking retards that are like, oh, no vaccinations because that causes autism. It's like, no, how about having sex with your cousin probably causes a little bit of that autism.
Maybe a little bit
you
of
you fucking retard. Holy shit. And I mean retard, like, literally, not fucking figuratively. Like,
right,
seriously,
like, actually...
you fucked your cousin and now your kid's a retard. Like, literally.
Chris says first cousin or second cousin.
Does it matter?
Well, second cousins are actually legal.
Are we talking Larry Appleton and Balky? Like,
well,
perfect
second
strangers, but cousins?
Well, second cousins aren't technically blood family. Like, you're family, but you're not blood at that point because they're so distant in the bloodline.
Blood is thicker than water.
That is true.
Earth, wind, fire.
Fire.
Captain Planet.
Go Planet. God, I hate that show.
Oh, my God, dude. I fucking hated that douche. such a threat means that children from
Is this a place?
No, actually. It's a medical term. I'm going to try it. Consanguineous?
It's not how it sounds.
Sounds good. C-O-N-S-A-N-G-U-I-N-E-O-U-S. Consanguineous relationships could be the first to contract an infectious disease and that they would then spread it to other groups. Well, not if they just keep fucking their cousins. Like, it'll just eventually die off in that fucking line,
yeah,
right?
I would hope.
That family branch, if you will.
Well, yeah, because they'll, I don't know. I mean, if they fuck each other enough and they get, and their kids get sick and just die, can't they just stop the line of fucking cousins right there?
You would think
that
would
die?
That would be the idea. Napoleconda, I can't fucking spell today, or read. Second cousin once removed, same blood. Consanguineous. Am I saying that right? Because I have no idea.
Consanguineous?
Consanguineous?
Something like that. Do you know how to say it? Can you tell us that we're saying it right?
Latin for... I like how we're trusting someone on live video at 2 in the morning,
great.
Right? You're trolling for tail.
Yeah.
No big deal. Welcome to the jam hole. This
and
is a podcast.
Telling
right.
us what how to say...
Are you watching that?
What?
So I can keep
yes,
reading?
Yes.
Okay. The susceptibility of the offspring of cousins to infectious disease was compared to the unseen dead leaves on the ground that can help forest fires to spread rapidly where they might otherwise
only
fail.
Only you can help to prevent forest fires.
That's right. Only you can stop fucking your cousin. Marriages between second cousins is common.
Hey, it's a hereditary condition.
Right. It's grandeur.
No, you gotta use the hereditary when it comes to fucking
your
cousin.
Oh, where am I here? All right, so they helped forest fires to spread rapidly where they might otherwise fail to get going. I like how we're comparing fucking cousins to dead leaves on the fucking forest ground. That can just...
How do you compare those?
Ignite like that, because one spark, that's all it
takes.
That's
true, one spark.
And like you said, only you can help prevent...
Right.
Okay. Marriages between second cousins is common in some ethnic groupings.
Wait,
such
so
as...
is this second cousins?
What?
Well, they're saying
this
second...
is now.
Okay.
Now we're talking about that.
Got it.
And it's common in some ethnic groupings, such as among Muslims in the Gambia. Gambia? Gambia? Who cares?
Gambia?
It's Muslim. And as we learned...
they're on the
first,
terrorist team or
they
whatever.
They are part of the terrorist team trifecta along
right.
with public schools and the new media.
Check.
According to Big Fat Rednecks here in Montana.
Apparently the new media
sex with dogs.
Is
Sorry.
All left was what I read in the chat. The new media, it's all left wing. That's what they mean by the new media.
Like O'Reilly and Limbaugh? Or like the jam hole and my penis?
I think they mean O'Reilly and Limbaugh.
What a douche. I fucking hate that guy.
Seriously. Both of them.
In Britain, the number of marriages between first and second cousins is unknown, but is thought to be higher among those immigrant populations which fail to integrate fully. Hmm. William Amos of the University of Cambridge, who led the study, said, quote, wherever these consanguineous marriages... God damn that word! What does that mean?
I don't know.
Will you Google it?
Well, I think it just
Hold
means
I'm gonna,
same...
I'm going to Google it real quick. I'll fuck me Netflix ad. Thank you. Can I click that word? Sorry.
Just pause.
And pause.
Dude, I totally get it before you and I just started.
Consanguinity.
Of the same blood or origin, descended from the same ancestor.
Consanguineous marriage is customary in many societies, but leads to an increased birth prevalence of infants with severe recessive genes... Like, mental retardation.
Yeah, that's
Good.
What he
Keep
was trying...
Keep fucking your cousins. Good, guys. Good.
Napoleon Coda, that's what he was saying in the chat when he said second cousin once removed, same blood.
Oh,
that's what that
I
meant.
Didn't know that's what you were talking about. Sorry. Got it.
God.
Right.
Jeez, we totally could avoid it.
Hey.
It's 2:00.
You see that thing that says live call in 406-204-4687? You could have just called in and been
yeah.
like, hey, retard, look at this. Or
and this is how you say it,
Or
too.
That address that says thejamhole.com/feedback. You can go there and type it, and we'll see it on our
well,
screen.
Well, we see it in the chat,
Well,
too.
I'm not looking at the chat.
I look at the
I'm
chat
I'm not looking
than...
at the feedback either, though, so fuck me.
Yeah, I actually have the feedback minimized.
Holla. Okay, now let's finish this up here. This is the first time we've shown it impacts. It's going to help accelerate the whole process of disease spread, mm-hmm. which will hopefully, by my calculations, end most of the people's lives by...
What?
2012.
Oh, 2012.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully.
He said that was possible, that when the link was better understood, the offspring of cousins would be considered as a priority group when carrying out emergency vaccination.
This is probably why right here, why we're going to have like an epidemic with bird flu and shit like that, because...
On top of the people worrying about autism,
yeah.
that vaccines cause that, which it does not.
So not only are we having these retard families fucking each other, having retard kids that are
right.
most susceptible to these diseases that will give to us,
Whoa.
Hence cancer. Carrying on to other people.
Right. And of course, they're retards, so they don't know how to use condoms.
Right.
Or anything like that. Pull out? What? Pull up?
Well, not
I'm
even...
not flying a plane. What are you talking about? What?
What?
I'm tired. such a decision had the potential to cause an almost insurmountable ethnic dilemma because of the likelihood that racial groups would be affected disproportionately. In the study published in the Royal Society Journal of Biology Letters, researchers found a high incidence of tuberculosis and hepatitis B in the Gambia, fuck me.
I think it's
where,
Gambia.
Gambia, Gambit? Remember him?
From X-Men?
Got it. where second cousin marriages are common among Muslims. In Italy, where second cousin marriages are rare, no leak was identified.
Think about that one for just a couple seconds.
No. All right, and that is it for that story. So, we will fucking... I have a question for you, and then we are going to get the fuck out of here. We have been going far too long. So, this was a question, and I found it very interesting. And I was listening to the newest episode of Sick and Wrong. They're on thejamhole.com on our links.
Hi, this is Bob Maggie, and you're listening to Sick or Not. Sick and Non.
Sick and Wrong. Sick. I fucking hate that guy.
He's so stupid.
Annoying. He's sober now.
Yeah, he is. Holler. Completely.
Okay, so one of their callers called in their voicemail line, the Sick and Wrong drunk dial line.
Right.
And posed this question to them. And it wasn't, I was going to save it for when it's our turn for the 5 podcast question of the week gangbang.
Right.
Which next week will be Big Mouth's turn.
Oh,
I gave
our
turn since
and then
this
we go after.
Right. This is so, their first week, and
so
then we'll go after them.
We're the third podcast to do the question every.
Right. I don't know
every
what
5 weeks.
Said. But then I got to thinking, and it's not really a. Either or, would you rather do this or would you rather do that? It's kind of a, you have to do both of these, but, well, here, let me
well,
ask
can we
you
change
the,
it? So, nah, can you make it a would you rather?
It's still too early to start changing it.
All right, well, just give
and
it to me.
I really want to talk about this with you right now, because okay. It's so fucked up. Okay, you're in a room. Let me set the scene for
set
you.
It. Set it.
If you will. And the kitty is... probably in the bedroom with Danny. Or locked outside.
Where's the kitty?
Actually, hold on.
That's a good point.
Yeah, cat might... Are you seriously getting up in the middle of the show just to check for the... The heat room? Alright, he brought the fucking kitty out for you.
Got it.
Hey.
Yeah, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Okay. She was totally sleeping. Anyway. Now, let me set the scene. Hi, kitty. You're in a room. You're locked in a room.
Door locked.
Right.
From the outside.
Right. You cannot get out.
Okay.
You're in the room with your best friend. It's a dude.
Right.
And a 25-year-old girl. Totally hot. Think Megan Fox.
Okay.
Does her age matter? Yes. This will come into play.
So 25-year-old.
She's 25. So you gorgeous. You might want to write this down if you want to take notes
on
notepad?
This.
And actually, if you guys are listening live right now, if you want to play along, definitely feel free. We're watching the chat now since we're not reading stories. So yeah, listen up. You're locked in a room with your best friend. It's a guy. And this 25-year-old female, hot chick, whatever, anything you want.
Okay.
Female, she's 25 years old. Now, the thing is, every day you're in that room, you have to have sex. Once a day, you have to have sex. The thing is, every time you have sex with the 25-year-old, each time you fuck her, she gets a year younger.
Okay.
But you have to fuck one or the other.
Right, I have to fuck her or my best
every
friend.
Every day. Now, how many times do you fuck the 25-year-old before you say, I can't do that, and now I have to fuck my best friend? That's a guy. Keeping in mind, like I said, every time you fuck the 25-year-old, she gets a year younger. Every time.
Wait, am I fucking my best friend or is he fucking me?
You're fucking him. Wait, does it matter, homo? Hold on. Whoa, homo. Are you cool?
I would
actually
rather fuck than be fucked.
I don't want you staying the night now. How's that?
Would you rather
weirdo.
Fuck than be fucked?
Well, fuck it.
That's
but
what I'm
still,
saying.
It's a dude. I mean.
Yeah, but if I have to fuck one or the other, I need to know this, because I'll fuck that bitch until she's negative 20 if I'm getting fucked. I don't care.
Honestly, I'm glad you said that first. Wow. Okay, so, and me and Jesse, we were driving around the work truck today, and that's when we were listening. So we were talking about it. So I'll kind of, while you're thinking about it, since I've already kind of thought about it, I'll give you my whole take on it.
Okay.
And then
yeah, I'm
you
still
think
thinking.
About it. But the thing is, we were kind of wondering now, and Chris the Pizza Man says, yeah, I agree with Brayden. I'd fuck that bitch into fucking nothingness.
Yeah. Wait, does she still have a vagina at that point?
Right. So I was thinking, if you fuck her down to about 17, right?
Okay.
And then you do your bro doggy style, but you set her on top of him, So her twat is right by his asshole. Mm-hmm. So it kind of looks like it, right?
Right.
And you got boobies there. Like an asshole's an asshole, right?
So you put them back to back.
On top, right.
Right. Oh, she's on top, on his back, on her back.
And then I was also kind of wondering, because I'm not, I didn't make up this question. The caller didn't. He didn't really elaborate because it was a voicemail. Mm-hmm. But I was wondering, so every day that you don't fuck her, does she get older again? Like, can you fuck her down to 17 and keep her at 17 and then fuck your dude once with her there so it's, you know, no gay shit, right?
Right.
And then she'll be 18, and then the next day, fuck her. She's 17. Give your bro a chance to tighten back up and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then now she's 17 the next day. And then keep going back and forth, or does she stay that age? So then, you know, you maybe go a week fucking your bro, and you're like, okay, well, I guess you're going to be 16 tomorrow. Like, it's a fucked up thing to think about.
Yeah.
Chris the Pizza Man says, how long are you trapped for? Forever? I don't know.
Yeah.
There was no thing. But the thing was, you have to fuck one or the other every day. So then we were also thinking now, what if you kept her at 25 and you were, like, just finger banging her or something like
while
that?
While you're fucking,
like,
your
does
bro?
Does that count? Right. Like, to kind of keep your mind off
well,
the
that's
fact
fine, yeah.
that you're fucking her doing the ass. Now, remember, though, you're in this room. So after you fuck your best friend in the ass, you have to face him.
Right,
like,
it's going
to
be awkward.
You guys, there's going to be an awkward silence regardless. Because either
there
or...
There might be some fights.
He's going to be like, whoa, dude, did you just fuck that 9-year-old? Or he's going to be like, whoa, dude, you just fucked me.
Yeah.
Like, that's not cool.
But does he know that, hey, it's either I fuck this 9-year-old or I fuck you? Which would you rather have, dude?
And Chris says, does it matter where you fuck the chick? Well, you have to fuck her in the room. You're locked in the room.
Wait. Where on the chick do you fuck her?
Right, that was a joke. Got it. Okay, perv. Doesn't matter. And see, D from Sick and Wrong said, if there's grass on the field, play ball. Lance said he would take her down to about 17, and then that's it. He couldn't, you know.
What happens when you fucked her 25 times?
That's what I was also curious about. I don't think anyone was sick enough to be like, well, what happens if I just keep fucking her? Like,
yeah, because I was just thinking I would probably just fuck the chick until
honestly,
she was gone.
Does the twat, like, keep getting tighter the smaller it gets? Like,
well, it doesn't matter because you just moved to the asshole at some point if it didn't.
One and the other? Jesus, dude.
Wait, so what if you and your bro both fuckers? Does that knock 2 years off?
Only if you're lucky.
Like, if you guys Eiffel Tower?
Okay, you know what? I apologize. This was a bad idea. I'm sorry. Cheers.
I like this question.
Interesting, though. See, there's too many, though, variables. Like, it wouldn't make for a good would you rather, because it's not one or the other. It's how long would you, how much pedophile do you have in you, you know? Like, everyone's got a little cat minimum. Everyone's got a little
Well, the question of the week would be, how long would you fuck this chick until you wanted to
fuck her? But
that's
not the question of the week, is a would you rather thing. Until
does it always have to be?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Until between the 5 podcasts that are involved, we all decide, can we do this?
Right.
Like, I don't want to change it, because for one, I didn't start it. It was Hotcakes that started it, so we would have to all ask. But
I just don't see why the question of the week has to be a would you rather question.
Because it started out as that,
it's
and
still
we've
a question.
Just been, we've kept it going as such. That's So,
change!
Change!
I'm for change. I don't give a fuck what you guys started it out as. I want to do this.
Fuck y'all niggas.
No, I'm told...
Interesting question, though, isn't
it?
It
is tough,
like,
yeah.
And that was my
Does
she get older every time you don't fuck her? Because it seems like you should get rewarded for having to fuck your best friend. Like, okay, I'm going to bro my dude in the ass. But then, what if you just keep her 25 for a while and just, like I said, set her right there? You're groping boobs and shit, or you turn her around like you said.
Right.
And you pretend like you're fucking her in the ass, but you're fucking your best friend in the ass.
But, and I guess if you're in there forever, eventually, you would probably just be so numb to it that you just did it just because
you
had to.
You know
didn't
what?
Care.
Hey, we're going to change it up today. You guys, fuck me, because I'm tired.
I can't take this.
I'm tired, guys.
I don't
want to
fuck the 2-year-old or my best friend.
Right.
Oh, okay, did I say two? Is that
do
too
we have diapers? Like, this is getting weird.
Yeah, because your bro's going to need them after that, too.
Right. And can I, like, upgrade or...
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Just something interesting. We should probably call this good, though.
Okay, let me give you... I think I would go with just fucking the chick the whole time.
And then
just because,
after she disappeared, then you'd fuck your bro. That way no one would know that was gay because the chick would be gone.
But what happens once the chick is gone?
Well, see, she gets younger and younger.
Does the room unlock? Like,
maybe.
Once, is it like Saw?
That's the key to the puzzle.
It's Saw! Yes!
Fucking boom! You disgusting motherfucker.
See, that's why they did it. They think no one is disgusting enough to fuck her 25 times to where she would disappear. Nay, dude, I will fuck that bitch.
What does the room look like? Like, is it comfy? Do I have to work? Do I get fed 3 square meals a day?
I'm thinking that if I...
Chris says, what happens if you don't fuck either of them? You die.
Yeah.
No, you have to.
You have to fuck
one or the other every day.
Right, like, if you don't fuck one of them, this decision will be made.
And if not, like you said, the Saw puzzle clicks and you get your fucking head blown off.
Right, forever.
Both of them. So, this one first, so it hurts more, because that's how Jigsaw would have rolled.
I'm thinking that I would go with the chick, because it would be you and me in that room. For one.
Fuck that noise. I mean,
dude,
thank you.
Yeah.
But that's true. You are kind of my best friend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This whole time I'm picturing it being you and this 25-year-old chick.
I mean, I don't want to fuck you.
I ain't fucking you. Yeah. We fuck each other every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
I would do the same for you. I'd get us out of that room, bro.
No, because for one, like, even if it was... If it was me in that room and you were the one that had to take it, but it was me that had to choose who to fuck, I would totally save your ass, literally.
Right.
And I would fuck the chick to nothing because not only do I not give a fuck, but neither would you.
Right. And
so it doesn't matter how fucked up it is.
Right, and you would know that as soon as you fucked me, as soon as we got out of that room and we did a gem hole, if I'd be like, this motherfucker.
This guy right here.
Now check this shit out. Yeah, and I asked Chris, I'm like, so what do you think? He says, yeah, I'm still with Brayden. I think so, too. I think you unlock the puzzle. You fuck her until she disappears.
Until you fuck her 25. Fuck
25
it.
Times.
We'll Eiffel Tower her every day.
Fucking
that
A.
way it goes twice as fast.
Fucking A.
Fucking A.
Done and
puzzle
done.
Puzzle solved.
All right, I'm good. I'm sick of sitting on this couch more than anything.
Yeah.
You have my nice office chair. Don't say yeah.
Dude, it gets uncomfortable.
Oh,
trust me.
I know. Your butt starts going numb. My right testicle's numb as fuck, which is going to be cool when I start walking around because it makes it all tingly. But right now, not so much.
Not so much.
Oh, that came up. Okay.
Wow.
I gotta pee.
We are over 2 hours for sure. We're at 2 hours and 51 minutes
now. I think we could beat Keith and the girl 75 hours.
I think we could.
If we got all our friends.
Uh-huh. And just all of us just hung out here for...
A fucking pound of coke?
No,
we
would not be able to have all of our friends here at once. We'd have to call them as we went through them.
Because I don't want you all just cluster fucking my shit.
We'll be like, okay, or we have set times. You'll be here. You come at 1. Our other friend will come here at 3:30.
That's what Keith and the girl did. They all had set schedules. And it wasn't, I don't know, like, I don't want to take it away from them, but it wasn't Keith and Hemda the whole time.
Right.
Like, sometimes it was the Spooky Show or the Brother Love Show or the Patrice Show.
Well, it's just the longest podcast.
And actually, I think it was, though, they had one or the other. Like, Keith would be on while Hemda slept.
Yeah, usually one of them was
right.
There.
Okay, so yeah, I guess that makes sense. But I think we could both do it.
Fuck, if we had a pound
we're more druggy than they are.
Yeah,
like,
if we had enough drugs,
we
could do it just us.
Okay. And that'll be all. So, all
right.
Thank you guys so much for checking out episode number 169, the Friday Night Show, Saturday morning cartoons. As usual, if you guys ever want to talk to us, email info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our site. Click around on there. Check out the contact us. That's all our info, our bios, shit like that. There's a nice little contact form at the bottom of the page there. Oh, fuck. We got thejamhole.com/YouTube/MySpace/Twitter. I made /Brayden.
Nice.
That goes to your Twitter.
Sweet.
/Danny goes to her Twitter. /Twitter goes to mine and the Jam Holes, where you follow to know when the jam shows hole are is live. You. Right.
The jam hole is Matt.
It's my hole. Yeah. Right. So if you guys want to leave us any voicemail messages for the Monday night show or any show for that matter, 406-204-4687 or Skype the jam hole. TheJamHole.com/donate. TheJamHole.com/forums. Come join up. We cleared 60 members.
There's 61 now.
Fucking A. That's... I'll let you boys.
Sweet.
That's it. We'll be in New York April 13th. Definitely. If we made you laugh and you want to come hang out, come meet us up there.
Or
we
donate need, us money.
Or give us a place to stay. Yeah. We need one or the other.
Something.
I don't give a fuck. Do you?
No, I don't.
Not at all. If you haven't already, thejamhole.com/vote. Vote for us on Podcast Alley. Helps us get more listeners. In turn, will give us more money. Build our community. We will thrive and survive. And fucking, we will beat this thing.
Together.
We'll nip it in the bud. Together. We yes, will. We can.
Together, we can do anything.
Yes, we can. More abortions?
Yes.
Every day. Yeah, other than that, we'll be back Monday with episode 170.
170.
Guess who we passed in episodes, by the way?
Who?
Sick and Wrong. Well,
yes!
Finally!
It's about fucking
I'm
time.
Done. We can take a couple weeks off
no,
now.
We will not. No.
Ever.
Ever. Is there any chance we'll ever catch up to Distorted Viewer, Keith and the Girl?
Cause no, because
they
do
it every day.
Yeah, 5 days a week.
Well, eventually... No, because even when we start doing it 5 days a week, they'll still have been doing it.
We'll do it 7.
Fucking A.
I'll do it 8 we'll days a week. You know what?
We'll do 3 a day every day.
I don't give a fuck.
Do it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Holy shit. All right. Oh, and also, thejamhole.com/brockhives. If you want to check out the live video archives, or you can check out thejamhole.com/myspace. There's an archive clip player there. Also on the Listen Live, if you click that link on thejamhole.com. Just fucking click around there. There's all sorts of shit. It's everywhere. Facebook, MySpace, StumbleUpons, Twitters, and fucking Tumblrs, and fucking...
Clickety-clack.
Digs and Reddits.
Gather my things, and I'll verbally attack.
That's it. It's all there. Fucking dig us, Reddit us, Google bookmark us.
All you said it. I think that's
it. I fucking said it.
Wait, dig us? You get dig us?
Digged us.
Dig.
Dug.
Dig dug.
Dig dug too.
Whoa.
We'll see you guys Monday.
Later.
Hey. Yo. Yo. Check it out. I'm looking for a dime that's top of the line. Cute face, slim waist, with a big behind. I'm in the club, looking for a bad bitch. In the parking lot, looking for a bad bitch. Freak in the morning, freak in the evening. I'm looking for a freak when I'm done block bleeding. Take me to her house, tease me, then please me, and tell all her friends how the dick made her sleepy. Crept up behind her, told me it was time now. Let a player like me get in that vagina. She's a ghetto-ass bitch with some ghetto-ass game. In the club where she work and she popping that thing. I love the way she dance. She looks like she fucking herself. Bobby! Bam! 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 You want this money? Then you gotta be a bad bitch. Shake that ass for the tip. If you a bad bitch, drop it down to the floor. If you a bad bitch, oh no, she ain't no hoe. She's just a bad bitch.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.